United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Let's go. Good morning, everybody here at Tracy and Friends. How are you doing this Monday morning? It's another week in paradise, and we're here hanging out here in the studio. It's Sticks, Ben, and myself. No estrogen in the studio today, and I think that we can work this out. Fellas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Can we change the world?
Oh, man.
I don't want to change the
world. We can change the world, but you had to put the picture up on the computer to
I had to do it.
Oh. We got to go to the show
That's
in the
disgusting.
Morning.
No, we don't have to do nothing here. Let me do this. Open mic Monday here on Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial as well. You can look us up and figure what's going on and you can also catch us. There's an app for WSOM. There's an app that you can put on your computer and on your
iPhone
and your Droid.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be very interactive. You can call in from there. You can do all types of things from there. And so we want you to go ahead and get that app and download it and start using that because that's a very, very good way to get us now. As you know, things are changing.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your brown shirt?
I don't have a brown shirt on today. It's
because
in the wash.
The draft, you know, pretty big for the Browns.
Yeah.
Even though I think Mel Kiper said they were mathematically eliminated after the draft from the playoffs. but
how do you? How does that happen?
Did they draft Bozo? Because they are the clowns.
Oh, I see. I see in NASCAR that Jeff Gordon won the other day.
Yeah,
am I correct?
I didn't say that.
Well,
Harvick took second.
Jeff Gordon's gay.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I want to say.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I mean.
We're gonna talk about. Okay.
No. Seriously.
Now look,
all my Browns fans
out there.
You drafted your 28th quarterback in 3 years. I mean, are you going to go out and buy a shirt, or are you going to wait until
somebody
replaces
him? I told everybody I'm going to have a full uniform by opening day with pads and all, helmet, et cetera. I will come in here in a full brown at the beginning of the season.
And you know what? Other than Joe Thomas, you'll be the best player.
And you know what? And I'll have one of those little dolls by a Pittsburgh Squealer doll, and I will stick it with him all year long.
The voodoo thing on it.
I'm bad. I got to try something.
Well, many have tried. All have failed so far.
I don't know about no. All haven't failed because you had a terrible year last year. We just have to figure out what happened.
Well, not well.
And that's right.
At eight and eight, the Steelers had a terrible year.
Yeah,
that'd be a success
that's right.
For Cleveland, though.
At eight and eight,
that would be a success.
That would have been a success for Cleveland last year.
Doesn't
we will
that
get,
tell you something.
We will be. It tells me that you guys are on the decline. That's what it tells me.
On the decline.
Decline. On decline.
Well, you know.
At
I
least
mean,
we know the definition of the D-line.
How old? Ben's getting old, isn't he? I mean, he's getting up there.
Who, me?
No, the other Ben.
Oh, Ben.
Ben Raplesberger.
Ben Raplesberger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, he's probably got about 4 good years left, I would say.
Oh, no.
Before we got to really start looking at replacing
him.
No,
you better replace him after this one.
I mean, look at Manning. He's still going, and he's like got 10 years on.
Yeah, but Manning is not beat up like Ben is. Ben looked like a sack of bones walking out there, you know.
Yeah, well, last year he had one of his statistically best years. You know, they need to protect your older quarterbacks, and he's one of the older ones. You know, will he get us back to the playoffs? Will he get Pittsburgh back to the Super Bowl? That remains to be seen. But you know, will Manziel even break the starting lineup? Is what really interests me.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't take him right off the bat. Like, they the last quarterback they drafted, I forget his name, they did the same thing. They took him in the second pick in their first round instead of the first pick, which I don't know. They always get these first-round picks, a lot of them, because they're always, well, they're so bad. You know, the worse you are, you get these high picks.
I honestly believe the city of Cleveland is cursed. I really do.
It has to be something.
Because you can't have that many years of that many professional teams and never win a national title at anything.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't it a heavily Democratic area, too, for a long time?
But so is Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
So is Allegheny County. I mean, that's tit for tat there.
Yeah.
There's something up with
there.
Cleveland. There's something up with Cleveland. It's either mindset or economics. I mean, look, they fired Belichick. What'd Belichick go to?
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
did.
It almost seems like...
Well, Cowher started there, too. You got to remember that.
I didn't
coach
know
Cowher.
That.
Yeah, he started there as a player and became a coach there.
Yeah.
So, you know...
You have to leave Cleveland to be successful. Just ask LeBron.
Well, is that why they call it the mistake on a lake?
No, I was looking at
it. What is it, like the second city? Well, until recent history, it was the second city in the United States to go bankrupt. New York City went bankrupt, and so did Cleveland, I believe.
Well, Detroit went bankrupt, too.
Yeah, but this was old, back in the old days. I mean,
oh,
New
really?
York went bankrupt in the 70s.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
And then Cleveland followed right after.
Why is it all the... I can't think of a single Republican-controlled city that's gone bankrupt.
That would be because you're not going to see it. Even with when you have the Republicans that are a little more liberal than the others, they're nowhere near as liberal as, you know, the ones that are out here on the Democrat side. And I hate to say that, but
well,
it's just about mindset.
Did you see Toyota's bailing on California after 50 years?
They
yeah.
can't afford it.
Headed for Texas.
Yeah.
Headed for Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I saw a thing the other day. New York State's losing $7,500 an hour to Florida in personal wealth. People fleeing their taxes.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and yet, and they pass these big tax stuff in New York, and then they put ads on, you know, and says, "Come to New York. We have no taxes for 10 years." Well, why would I go there if after 10 years you're going to tax
the
snot
out of
me?
Yeah,
right? You know?
No, that doesn't make sense. I know.
You know, yeah, it's hilarious. You know, and they can't understand it.
You saw what Georgia did too.
What Georgia do?
Georgia said we no fund Obamacare, state law.
Yeah, they were fighting for that, and they were calling the Democrats and the Republicans down there racist for that one.
Why is it racist? Isn't Obamacare
well,
all racist?
I know, and the proof will
even
be
even though it affects, I think Obamacare affects more underprivileged or,
Well, yeah, I got to get a hold of him. We went to a seminar the other night. A friend of ours took us. His financial advisor gave it. It was called "What Obamacare Means to You." And there are going to be winners out of Obamacare.
Most definitely.
Poor insurance company. Yeah.
Poor people.
Yeah.
Insurance companies
mm-hmm.
are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Poor people, insurance companies, some self-employed people.
Yeah, some self-employed.
Some self-employed mm-hmm. people, depending upon the size of your business.
Yes, if your business is not doing that well.
And
right, you
and
don't make any money.
You don't have any inventory.
And the losers are going to be big corporations.
Most of the American people that work.
The middle class.
Anybody who works for one of those corporations, people who work for GM are going to get their eyeballs taken out.
Most definitely.
I mean, and they don't even realize it. That Cadillac tax is going to cost GM billions, and it will be a real incentive to kick them off of a employer-paid health plan, kick them out of the exchanges. And in fact, I've heard that they're expecting between 10 and 12 million people next year
mm-hmm.
are going to get kicked off their employer's health care plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, it was conveniently put off until
after the midterms.
It probably will get put off till after the presidential.
Oh, I honestly believe, yeah, Jeff. I honestly believe that the economy right now is right on a razor's edge,
mm-hmm.
and they know they have to hold it together till after 16, and then they're going to dump it because they know a Republican's going to get elected president. And,
well, that's probably
and they want it to come apart in 17.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, Jimmy Carter II. Did you see it this weekend?
No.
President Obama has proved that he's Jimmy Carter II.
Wait a minute. Who's been saying this all along?
Who was the last president that put solar panels on a White House roof? Jimmy Carter put them up there. Ronald Reagan took them down.
Who's the last one? Check that out. Who's the last one that got an ambassador killed?
Jimmy Carter.
What? I told you. Jimmy Carter is having barbecues every week, and he's celebrating not being the worst president in history.
The thing about it, they put these solar panels up there, they won't want to run 300-watt light bulbs.
330-261, you're in there. 330-261.
Oh, good
morning.
Hey, I was listening to y'all talk about the draft real quick. I just wondered if you knew this. It's number one, Belichick learned how to coach in Cleveland. He wasn't Belichick in New England. He learned how to do it. Okay, but did you know this, Jeff? The Browns took Brady Quinn, Whedon, and now Johnny Football, all with the 22nd pick in the first round.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
What's the definition of insanity?
But ain't that ironic, like Groundhog Day, the 22nd pick, all three of them. So,
yeah.
I hope this guy pan out.
Well, I'm hoping Hoyer starts this year, because especially if they have a good, decent front line, because Hoyer was working it out. He won the games that they won, and for that he should be able to, get some of the fruits of getting something good happening. Because otherwise, it's just crazy. Just crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about this weekend. People are really excited, so I hope
And locally, we have Jim Tressel's going to head up YSU.
Oh, by the way, one of the YSU's players was signed by the Steelers.
Yeah, by the Steelers.
They took one of, I think it was a defensive end or something from YSU, went to the Steelers after the draft. You know, they signed.
Who was he?
You know what? I forget his name, but it's online.
Now, there's a friend of mine's son who's, he has to do 1 year in the CFL, but then he gets to go to the Steelers, too. He's a borrow from here. I forgot his first name. I apologize, Dwayne. Can't remember your son's first name, but.
It was the center from YSU. He got signed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Was it okay. The center?
All right.
They should have took Sammy Watkins since they knew Gordon was getting ready to go out. They had to know he was getting ready to suspend.
Hey, well, look, Alabama and 212, 330, 212, we're going to have to take a couple minister to pay some bills here, but we're going to bring you back when we come back. This is Morning with Tracy and Friends. Numbers here, 1-347-945-5229 and also 330-781-9600. We'll see you back on the other side of these. Well, it's got 17 seconds now. See you back on the other side of these messages.
Just like the Browns, his timing's off.
Yeah, well, no, my timing's on. My timing is on, my good brother. I just don't see that good all the time.
Forgot your glasses.
Be right back!
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Michael Savage.
Christy, he's the king of bacon. No kidding. The minute he embraced Obama, we knew already what we were getting. Christy showed himself to be a fat McCain without any military background. I mean, if you want to reduce it to its simplest term. Christy is a fat McCain without any military background.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
And we're back once again, Mornings with Tracy and Friends, Sticks, Ben, and myself, Mr. Jeff, here in the air chair, talking to you about what's on our mind. It's open mic Monday, so you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. And we won't care. We have Eric in Alabama on the phone. You guys can talk about what you want to. Alabama, you were first in line.
Yeah, man. I was watching the draft this weekend. I like to watch the later rounds and stuff because it's something to see a guy that didn't know if he was going to make it. I like that. I like to see people that don't know if they're going to make it, get a chance to make it and stuff like that. And I know a few guys that made it late in the draft. But that last seventh round, man, with that gay guy, man, it looked good. Like, if you're going to be gay, this is my thing. If you're going to be gay, all right? But my thing is this. You're going in the locker room. If I'm a wide receiver or some of my cornerback and I walk around butt booty naked, hanging and swinging in my glory, I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to see you hooked up with some 90-pound, you know, weakling lover of yours rubbing all on your arms like a woman would while you're on the phone. Like, that right there makes me sick to my stomach. I'm sorry. Call me homophobic. Look, man, don't nobody want to see you up there hugging and putting cake on you and kissing some dude, man. Don't nobody want to see that. Kids watch stuff like that, man. Do you think I want my son watching that? Do you think I want my child watching you, two hard-legged men, well, one hard-legged, one whatever, shaved leg, weak, with eyebrows, arch-looking woman. You kissing. I don't blame you. And I hate to say it. I love my look. I will love my child, and I will be there. But if he couldn't put a shackle on that, I don't know if I could support. I couldn't be. I'd be like, look, I'm going to be there, son, because I love you. But I'm not finna come there and have you some dude wrapping his legs around you, y'all kissing all in front of the camera for
well,
America.
Look, Alabama, hold on, Eric. Hey, look, Alabama, you're just homophobic. That's all it is, man. You're just scared of it. And you know how that is.
Hold on. They hijacked the word. We let the homosexuals take over the narrative. I don't fear you. Homosexuals don't scare me. It's just that I feel like at the end of the day, I disagree with it. I don't want to see it. Because you ain't going to
see
it.
I don't want to see a man and a woman in public go at it either.
I was just going to say.
Does that make me a heterosexophobic?
Yeah, heterophobic.
Am I a heterophobic?
Yes.
I was going to say the same thing. You know, there's a term for that. It's called get a room.
If you got no class, it doesn't matter whether you're gay or homosexual. You got no class. And let's face it, those two don't have any class.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead, Eric.
Why was Tim Tebow ostracized for being a Christian and not being afraid to show it?
Thank you.
Two grown men can lock lips, and everybody's okay with it.
But the freaking White House can call this man and make a statement. Well, we're proud of you because what you're doing and what you've accomplished in the development of our country. And
where was he at for Tim Tebow?
Nowhere.
Tebow was on the side of God, and the person in the White House isn't. That's just common sense.
I ain't gonna argue with it.
Yeah, we can't argue with that at all. show me your fruits, and I'll show you your faith. So you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you look at the White House. All you got is nuts.
You're probably right.
I'm just tired of watching homosexuality be stuffed down our throats. I mean, Hollywood, the media. I'm sick and tired. Like I'm tired. Like I'm getting. They hijack what African Americans have been through, and they come in and they stick their perverse. I'm sorry, it's perverse, it's wrong, and I don't care what you say. Nobody is gonna make me ever, to the day I die, believe that that's right. I'm sorry. I can see it's different than a man saying, "Okay, you black, you can't come in a place."
Wait
with
a
this.
Minute.
You black.
Wait
you
a
can't.
Minute.
But
that's not the end of the story where you just went. No.
Yeah, Alabama, I'm tired of all the immorality that's being crammed down our throats. I'm tired of being embarrassed to watch television in the evening with my daughter. You know, I'm tired of all of it. It's not freedom. It's filth. And I'm tired of filth being crammed down our throats.
Well, I agree with you, thing, but that's not the end of this story, too. And, Eric, go ahead. You were about to say something. Unless you made your point. Okay, go ahead, 440. You're in there.
Let Eric go first, and then you go
440.
Again, I was going to say that was very, very disturbing to see him lock lips with a grown man like that. I mean, like you said, there's no class behind it.
This is the thing. They did it on purpose. Don't get it twisted. They made sure that if that was ready there and staged, to have that little cat grab up on this man and kiss him. Now, then he's going to make this statement, I wish they would just see me as such and such the football player and not such and such the homosexual football player. Well, then, you dumb butt, why did you have to say anything in the first place about it? You're lying, and that's just the bottom line. There's no in between or nothing like that.
Well, I bet you $100 he's on the tight end.
Now he's supposed to be a defensive end, so maybe he just likes. Never mind.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is a loose end.
And then
both of those are loose ends.
And then they'll do.
I'd say he's more likely to be a loose end than a tight end.
Yeah, and I bet you off the field he's a wide receiver.
Good.
he's setting himself up. What he's doing is setting himself up that if he fails, he can play the gay card. Y'all don't like me because I'm gay.
Yeah, I'm suing you.
You know that's what they're going to do.
You discriminated against me because I was gay, or you made fun of me, or
you know what's coming. And you know what? He's going to pay hell in the NFL behind that, because when you get a bunch of cats that's full of testosterone, I'm sure just like they made me so angry on 20 NBC this morning. Well, you think that he's made a statement for the movement, because it has to be a whole lot of other people come forward. And then another guy says, well, you know, there probably is going to be a lot of more people come forward to mark this momentous time. I said, if God just took the whole thing out right now, I would understand. Understand.
Fiery hail. I seem to remember something about fiery hail.
Well,
somebody turned into salt.
Well, that was Sodom and Gomorrah, but you know, there was a thing about that. 440, you're in there.
Yeah, and now I know where that saying comes from: "Let them eat cake." But you know what I'm referring to?
I'm a little lost. I'm not getting it this morning.
Didn't you see them eating cake out of each other's mouth? Yeah.
No, and I'm glad I didn't.
I'd have probably lost my mind.
You know why? Because I do use my TV screen.
You should have seen the tongue thing going on. Oh, my God.
Wait, that was bad enough. My wife was, I felt sorry for her, because she really can't take it. And,
I can't either.
I can't take it either.
I want somebody to answer me this. I've got friends that tell me that marijuana is not addicting. All right?
Oh, yes,
now,
it is.
If I've been caught smoking marijuana so many times, can't help myself, and it gets to the point where I'm going to lose millions of dollars, why the heck did Josh Gordon hire somebody to, like, strap him down from smoking that stuff again? I'm like, I can't get over it. Are you that stupid? Somebody's got to explain this to me. I mean,
well,
I don't get it.
According to Clark, who used to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, it's to mask the pain that they feel after the game, which I don't believe.
He's not playing any games, dude.
Yeah, well,
there's nothing going on.
Yeah,
I mean,
like I said, it's really just a crock of, you know, nothing.
Millions of dollars will mask my pain, believe me.
That would mask my pain, too.
A lot
but
of pain with a $1 million.
Yeah, but that's the excuse that they're using.
You got that much money, you can hire a doctor that can issue a legal pharmaceutical to mask your pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a cheap massage
really
artist or something just to work out the pain. You know, marijuana is – I don't understand how marijuana relieves pain. I've never understood that.
Jeff,
can you explain?
So stupid, you don't realize you're in pain.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Is it an analgesic, Jeff?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Mass pain?
Mass pain. It's a euphoric feeling. It calms you down. It does all sorts of things. But the point is this. They say it's not habit forming. That's a lie. Because I had friends of mine that couldn't get up in the morning without smoking a joint.
And anything that alters your consciousness can be addictive. I don't care what it is. You know, we had Dr. Brandy in here talking about sugar addiction the other day.
Yeah, you can get addicted to sugar. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Jeff, I don't know if anybody noticed this or not, but I just have to bring it out. Just about first thing is, about 70 to 72, 73% of those individuals that were taken in the draft were African-American. Okay? Now, of those that I saw on TV that were taken in the draft, they had usually had a very light-skinned lady on their side that they were kissing after, after they got their, got accepted and got drafted. Well,
mm-hmm.
I guess Sam decided he was gonna stay in kind and have his little piece of white chocolate beside him too.
He got
a white man.
that just goes to show you the dysfunctional.
I guess all black men should be outraged, right? Because he picked a white guy, huh?
Yeah. Look at that.
He should be marching in the street.
Jeffy, you just don't understand what it's like.
Go ahead. Don't do that thing. So, please, I can't take it, y'all. Y'all going to get me in trouble. Alabama, you back in, but y'all going to get me in trouble in here.
Yeah, the
Sticks, you in good shape, Sticks. You might find you a millionaire, man.
Y'all notice his dad wasn't anywhere to be found. His dad, mom.
Right.
I think it's because he's rebelling. I think he doesn't. Parents want to be there for their child, but I guess he was like, look, I'm putting on the show, and I don't want – he's like, look, if you get drafted, maybe a hug, and that's it. I don't need y'all to be all up there. Just out of respect for me as your father for what I did to help you even – to raise you to the point where you can even be to this point. But he want to be so gay so bad, he'd rather be there and put on a show and his parents not be there. That's why I ain't got nothing for him. I ain't got no support. I don't care. I don't want to see him in the NFL. I really don't.
Here's what I don't understand about this whole gay thing. When I was on active duty in the Navy, there was guys on my submarine that everybody knew they were gay. But they didn't flaunt it. You know, when we had a ship's function, they would show up with a couple of women. I'm not sure if they were gay women or not that were just putting on the play. But these guys on off crew, they shared an apartment. Everybody knew it. But they kept it under wraps. They just kept it to themselves, and nobody cared.
It's that business.
And that was before. And that was before
Don't Ask, Don't Tell
was even mandated.
Listen.
That was when, a guy could get sent to captain's mast for having untoward relationships with his wife if she turned the pictures into the captain.
Homosexual fascism is what's going on. Mr. Don Jones made a negative tweet. He plays for the Miami Dolphins. And he says, oh, my God, and horrible. He took them down and he apologized, but they already have fined him for making that tweet.
How can they fine you for First Amendment?
This is,
I'd fight it.
I'd sue the
attorney. And he's got to go to special training.
Yeah, and before he can do anything. But we're going to be right back because we're going to go to pay some bills training. We'll be right back. Mornings with Tracy and Friends. Everybody, hold on. We'll be right back.
I'm Herbert Keegan with your headline news. Black bear spottings are becoming more frequent, and Youngstown roads had to be blocked off yesterday around St. Elizabeth Hospital because a young black bear was camped out in a tree in the area. Youngstown State even sent out a text alert to students warning them the bear was seen near Wick Park. It eventually made its way out of the urban setting and headed east. The Department of Natural Resources say the bears are coming from Pennsylvania, and they traveled to Ohio looking for food. Youngstown State University's new president, Jim Tressel, will be on campus today. A news conference is set for 7 p.m. at the school. A reception for Tressel will follow in the student center. And three men arrested yesterday for assault will be in Youngstown Municipal Court today. All in their 20s, police say they were involved in a fight that broke out downtown on West Commerce Street. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
When you choose a Kubota BX Series tractor from Unkifers, you'll have the strength and versatility of a compact utility tractor with the agile handling of four-wheel drive and the feel of a garden tractor. Need something bigger? The new Kubota M Series will convince you that what you thought was impossible in a midsize tractor is now possible. Visit Unkifer Equipment in Minerva, serving you for over 45 years. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to noon, and click on UnkiferEQ.com.
Measles is making a comeback. The childhood disease had been nearly eradicated, but as memories fade, many kids haven't been inoculated. Now the highly contagious disease is back. There's no treatment, and measles can be fatal. It's important. Be sure you and your kids are vaccinated, and no, the vaccination doesn't cause autism. The feds agree with General Motors. Both say there's no need for owners of recalled cars with defective ignition switches to park the cars until they're fixed. Two senators had asked Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox to issue the park it order, but Fox said it's not necessary. The senators say Fox's statement raises more questions than it answers. Finally, proving you can sell just about anything, there are ads on Craigslist for positive pregnancy tests. Yep, ladies, for $20 or $30, you can get a positive pregnancy test that you can use to scare your boyfriend into marrying you. Of course, it might also scare him into running away, so you might want to think twice. I'm Stacey Cohen. You can learn more at consumeraffairs.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
Mark Levin.
I think the American people are starving for a leader. That is somebody who doesn't want to fundamentally transform America, but somebody who wants to save the Republic. That's what we're talking about.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Tracy and Friends, Stix, Ben, and Jeff in the air chairs today. That's three separate chairs. We're not playing that NFL draft stuff here, okay? So, what about those Browns today? What about those Steelers? Anyway, Miami Dolphins, Don Jones, got fined for saying this. And the numbers here are 1-347-945-5229. And, nobody's upset that this guy is gay or afraid of him because he's gay. That homophobic, that I hate to hear Jesse Jackson say all the time, homophobic. I can't stand that. I could just wring somebody's neck because when I hear that, because I'm not scared of you because you like to do something that's crazy in my mind. My mind, what you're doing is crazy. So now you can say what you want to say, or you can do what you want to do.
Just don't throw it in our face.
Here's the thing you get to me, though.
I don't want a woman and a man throwing their sexuality in my face. I don't want two men throwing it in my face.
Right.
I don't want two women throwing it in my face. I don't want a man and a dog or a man and a boy throwing it in my face. You want to do what you want to do, God bless you. Have fun. Don't throw it in our face. That is obscene. It is sick. That's not being phobic of anything.
No. To us, you have to understand. I have people that are friends of mine that are gay. I understand. You dealing with something that I don't know nothing about. Just like the person that would be, to me, it's the same thing as the person that likes little kids, that they have an organization called NAMLA. It's the same thing. I do have a problem with that. Now, huge problem, because you're not two adults being responsible. You're an adult and a kid that you're trying to train to screw you. And many times, because you know it's wrong, you screw the kid and then kill him and throw his body away somewhere, or her body.
Right,
that's
sickness.
That is not something that's normal. But this has a different flavor. And if nobody believes that there's such a thing as God, God hates this like you would not believe. Not that he doesn't hate all sin, because he does. He hates all sin, because sin separates us from him. But anyway, it's just a thing. This is something different. This is a behavior. And guess what? No, it is not the same as being black or the same struggle whatsoever. Because guess what? I'm born black. My skin is black, and it's not a function. I can take on all types of personalities with a black skin.
Jeff?
Yeah.
You're not black.
Okay,
You're Republican.
Pleasingly brown, okay?
You can't be black. You're Republican.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of they said that it was, what's his name that said something about that?
You're against your color, Jeff.
That's
go ahead.
You can't choose what color your skin is, but you can choose how you act with your sexuality. Even if you're heterosexual, you don't have to go out there chasing every tail that's running down a street.
In front of me. Do it in your own bedroom. I don't care.
Yeah, I hate to see a heterosexual couple sitting up there in the middle of in a game or at a dance.
Yeah.
Look, go someplace else. I don't want to see you. You're not convincing me that you love one another. You're convincing me that you want to screw one another.
No, you're convincing me that you're classless.
Well, whether it's classless or not, you're convincing me that you want to screw each other. That's it. That does not mean love because you're kissing somebody in the middle of the street. No, don't kiss in the middle of the street. It's not necessary.
Hold hands.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't want to see that. Walk down the street and go someplace and hang out.
An old couple holding hands.
Don't do nothing for me. It's okay, but... because I'm not cutesy. I'm just not that type of person. But at the same time, it's sort of like, why is this guy being done like he's doing? I'm sorry. Callers, I don't know if you guys have been trying to talk or not. I had you down, so you can go ahead and say something. Somebody turn your radio down. I can hear myself talking in the background.
Yeah, it's like you can't win. I mean, I'm just sick and tired of this whole idea that people are homophobic because you don't agree. So I asked somebody on Facebook. I had an argument the other day. I said, I don't like pigeons, for example, because they leave garbage in my car. I'm not afraid of pigeons. This person comes back and says, well, now you're comparing gay people to animals. It's like you can't win with these people.
Oh, well, I got a post sitting on my Facebook that this Dr. Zakir Naik, a Quranic scholar, says this. A man is still considered pure when he releases his lust with a sheep or a goat. If there is no woman, then there is no true lust or sexual sin. Then the animal becomes tainted and must die. So says the prophet. Now, what do you think about something like that? Now, I have a lot of friends of mine that are Muslim. I ain't mad at you for being Muslim. I don't believe that, and I think it's a false religion myself. That's my opinion, okay? And I'm not trying to dog anybody. However, when you listen to something like that, what does that make you think?
And when they kidnap girls and you don't call them out on it, how does that make you as a Muslim look?
300 girls in Africa and out of Nigeria have been taken from a school because these idiots think that you should not have education as a woman. And it's of the devil. The devil doesn't want women educated. Sort of like the progressives in America, right? They don't want anybody educated. They don't want poor people educated because, because then you won't be subject to them, right?
Right, right. And that's the thing. I mean, we get back to the progressives. If you recall, the rich progressives all made sure they had educated daughters. But they didn't want your daughters educated, so they made the propaganda routine about barefoot and pregnant and wasted education. You don't want to send your daughter to college if she just gets married because she's going to waste her education. But they all had educated daughters. Wellesley College, for example, was set up by early 20th century progressives to educate
their elite
family women, yes, because they know the truth.
You know what Nancy Pelosi said the other day?
No.
Nancy Pelosi said that as far as she's against the Benghazi hearings because the American people just aren't that informed about the situation, so we shouldn't really bother them and burden them with all this stuff because they're not that smart. That's basically, she didn't say that.
Well,
that's pretty much what she was trying to say.
We have to pass the bill so you can read the bill.
So you can know what's in it. No,
yeah,
so you can
know
what's
in
it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a bona fide nut. And you
a
know
very
what?
Rich, bonafide nut.
She's crazy.
She's absolutely crazy. She's
crazy
out of her freaking gourd.
Oh, without a doubt. And yet, look who voted her in office. What is her district? San what? Francisco?
San Francisco.
Yeah.
If you're going to
San Francisco.
Which is like...
Try to vote. This, I got to say this. This... My mother would have called her cow face because they have no expression. Nancy Pelosi has no expression until she decides that she's going to put on that fake smile somewhere. You know, she looks just like somebody dazed her today or gave her some kind of psychotic episode pill or something.
I'll tell you what, that's what I like about the Pentagon when they gave her a shot across the bow, releasing those emails she sent to the Pentagon. Excuse me.
I didn't hear
about
that.
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco ought to be named San Francisco Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yep. There you go.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Atlanta and D.C. are running a close second to it.
Hey, you know, the president keeps talking about the inequality of income. If there's such a big inequality of income in this country and it's because of capitalism, why is D.C.? The five counties around D.C., five of the seven richest counties in the United States.
That's right, including the ones that are predominantly African-American.
That would be symbolic of the old Soviet Union where you had all the power and wealth anchored around Moscow.
The Kremlin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we're talking about this. So here we go. Here we go. What are you doing? What are you doing? And like I said, you are not thinking what you're allowing to happen and what you are rooting for to happen on top of that. People are rooting for more of this stuff. More Obama, more Obama, more Hillary. Hillary will do the same thing as Obama. What are you thinking?
Why not? It's just...
No, they're not.
They're possessed by that's doing all the thinking.
Well,
when you ask them questions like, name me one fiat currency that in the history of mankind that hasn't returned to zero, they can't answer you. They somehow honestly believe in their souls that because we're the United States of America, the laws of physics and the laws of economic physics do not apply. You know, look at the French Revolution.
Look at any revolution.
I mean, well, except ours, with the exception of the American Revolution. And that was because the founders were based in Christianity. And it was based in, our revolution was the only revolution in the history of mankind that was based on the power of the individual versus the power of the state.
Yeah, but then there was a whiskey rebellion, so.
Yeah, well, you know,
I mean
they weren't perfect by any.
They weren't, well, yeah, they made mistakes, too.
We had that guy on last Wednesday was talking about George Washington did the first government subsidy mm-hmm. on the fur trade. So, I
true.
Mean, you know, governments have to need taxes to fund their things, but I don't know. We're not perfect, but we're better than everybody else, I guess.
Most definitely.
Well,
but it just boggles my mind, the people that have been led into this trap about, oh, it's we, and every time it's we end up with...
It becomes wee-wee.
Well, yeah, wee-wee ends up with concentration camps and barbed wire
mm-hmm.
and firing squads.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know,
we're headed that way again, fellas.
Every society that puts the collective over top of the individual ends up that way, with firing squads and barbed wire. From Hitler to Stalin to Pol Pot, name me one. Somebody can call in and name me one society that didn't put the collective above the individual, that didn't turn into firing squads and concentration camps.
Well,
that's why Greece is called Greece and not Spartan anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to
mm-hmm.
ancient times.
Well, look what they did in modern Greece. They just seized their cash right out of bank accounts.
Well, that was Crete, wasn't it?
Crete, yeah.
You can't give people free stuff and then just all of a sudden stop giving them free stuff and not expect all hell to break loose.
Well, Greece got so bad, they said there were people in Armani suits digging through trash cans.
Crete.
And Greece. In
Greece,
when Greece had
there
their
was,
problems.
I know there was somebody they
seized,
that
they, well, see, Greece,
the government
see, Greece, what they did to the Grecians, or the Greeks, was, say you were holding $1 million worth of Greek bonds.
They took that
they
money
took
out
of half
that.
Of it. They just devalued them by half. So if you got $1 million sitting there now, you only got $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice life.
Yeah, that's it. And seemingly they've calmed things down right now. I don't understand it, but...
Well, Venezuela's coming apart at the seams. They're sitting on like the second largest oil reserve on the planet, and they can't even make toilet paper.
Yeah. Now I wonder, is that any of our fault?
No, because we didn't elect the socialists. They elected their own socialists.
Mm-hmm.
It's the socialist policies that have driven it here.
Yeah, but you know how our government likes to get.
It was false.
It's time
right
to
back.
About a great doctor. Of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs.
Excuse me. Hey, Alabama. Alabama, you there? Hello? Hello? Yeah, is this Eric? Yeah, this is Eric. Are you South Carolina?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, not too much. Just kind of...
Yeah.
I didn't see that kiss until this morning, man. I was like, what in the world?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You talking about with the Michael, the football player?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was completely planned. They staged that whole thing. Because first thing I thought was, why are there cameras there?
Exactly. So, but a local radio personality made a comment this morning. He said that 70 plus percent of the people that were chosen for the NFL were black. But if you look
And all the photos and all the pictures and all the interviews, you saw something really interesting. He said that I only saw, you know, I saw the mamas there. I saw the mamas. I heard the stories about the mamas and how the mamas pushed them and all the rest of the stuff. But they never, you know, they never showed any fathers up there. I only saw one player that had his father up there with him, and that was Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of it, he was saying that instead of them celebrating the NFL becoming more diverse with this, you know, Sam's, they need to be talking about the issue of where the fathers in, you know, in these football players' lives.
Yeah, it all conveniently happened on Mother's Day weekend, you know.
Yeah. Yep. So I was like, man.
Yeah.
That was pretty deep there.
Yeah. I don't believe that the majority of those fathers weren't there. I believe the media just wanted to see them that way.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because it's man, I don't trust the media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust the media, man. I don't trust them as far as I can
no.
see them. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
you can't at this point.
What's going to happen is now this guy, he's going to get fined. He's got to go to sensitivity training, and for what? For speaking his mind?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, you didn't like what he said. Okay, he's apologized. Get over it. You know, that's the end of it. Sensitivity training for what?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, if that's how he feels, that's how he feels. You can't train him to think another way. He's not an animal.
Yep. Yep. Yep, so I'm just kind of, it's just ridiculous. How are you doing today? I'm doing pretty good.
And then you got Harry Reid calls himself scolding the media because they're not being fair. I'm like, really? Excuse me?
Weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Mornings with Tracy and Friends. Sticks, Ben, and Jeff hanging out, doing our thing, and we are talking to you about what's on our mind and what's on your mind. So go ahead and voice your view. Callers online, you are hanging out there with us today as usual, and we appreciate you. The numbers here are 1-347-945. And so anyway, and we want you to give us a call and voice, you know, tell us what you're thinking about. Tell us what you think is going on in the country, what's going on in your neck of the woods. We don't know what's going on everywhere. We can't see it all, although we're pretty good at seeing it all. Because we got it like that here. But, you know.
Jeff knows.
Jeff knows. Mark knows it all. And Ben and Sticks have everything else under control. And Tracy just rides right on us. You know, she has to do is soak up, the brilliance from us.
She rides right on our intellectual knowledge.
Hey, Jeff.
What's that?
Oh?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead. You're there.
I had a question for you and Ben and Sticks. I wanted y'all's opinion on something. Now, when it comes to issues like Benghazi, the IRS, and the scandals and those like that, how would y'all feel about the idea of we the people being able to vote to see whether or not there should be a hearing or not, and to heck with all these politicians deciding for us?
I'm all for it.
I'm not, because I want to move away from direct democracy, because that's 90% of our problems is we're heading more and more to a direct democracy. I want our congressmen and senators to do their jobs.
They've already failed at that, though.
Well, yeah, they're giving away, the Congress is giving away power on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. The entire alphabet soup of regulatory agencies controlled by the executive branch are all the House and the Senate advocating their power.
Yes.
To the executive.
So I that's for that very reason. I'm very for that idea, though it will never happen.
But the thing about all of this that I was thinking about this morning, Eric, is people forget it wasn't Monica Lewinsky that brought Bill Clinton down. It was the lie. It wasn't Watergate, the break-in, that got Richard Nixon. It was the lie. It's never the actual act that these people do. It's always the cover-up that they do. If something comes out of Benghazi and the IRS, it's probably not going to be about what happened. It's going to be about the cover-up to cover up their inaction, or their, instead of just admitting it and going on about their business.
Yeah, ruffling papers. You guys are loud.
You know, if Bill Clinton went on Arsenio Hall and said, "I did it," there would have been no problems.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been a hero.
I did not have sexual relations with that with Monica Lewinsky, that woman.
And you know what? Seeing what Hillary I don't blame him.
It's like Lois Lerner when she says, "I plead the fifth." I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? You think we're that stupid? Do we know? I mean, you think people are so dumb they don't know what that means when you plead the fifth?
Eric, have you been on my Facebook page?
No, I haven't been on it.
Dog, you got to go look on my Facebook page. A whole lot of people are that stupid. I'm sorry. They believe this mess. And you know, it's remarkable to me that they can, you know, you can get this situation all backwards, on some things, and just do whatever you got to do. But I'm losing my train of thought trying to do too many things.
Yeah, I mean, if I stay out all night, Jeff, and my wife says, "Where have you been?" and I say, "I plead the fifth," what does that mean?
That's crazy. I mean, when the truth is right in front of you, you know, and you're looking at it with your own eyes, and they try to convince you that it's not there, and you're buying it, there's a problem. You're either asleep or you don't want to believe what's really happening in this country. You know, there's a reason why we say here on Tracy and Friends, wake up, America. We're going down a path where we really don't want to see where it ends up.
Well, the thing is, we know where it ends up, but the people somehow think that this is the United States of America and physics don't apply. You know?
Yeah.
It's failed every other time we've tried it in human history, but somehow we're going to get it right this time?
Yeah, most recently in Crete, Ireland went bankrupt. Italy's got problems with their socialistic government.
Spain's got a, what, 40% unemployment rate, something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's green energy, though.
Oh, that's the green energy.
But you notice the smart countries are bailing on this green energy crap. Germany just signed a contract to build 10 new coal-fired power plants.
Hmm.
Germany.
Germany.
the people we're supposed to be looking up to because they're so environmentally conscious.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, our president's bolting solar panels on the roof of the White House that'll make 300-watt light bulbs work.
Yeah. You know, if you went and looked at all the environmentally green companies he visited,
they're all bankrupt.
He couldn't go visit them anymore.
Yeah, it's a kiss of death.
Yeah, they're not there.
You know, it's like if I had a green energy company and the president wanted to come and visit it,
I'd say no.
Please stay away. It'd be like Dracula with the cross and the garlic, you know.
Stay away.
You know, the sad thing is that the cross and the garlic would probably keep him away.
Oh, no.
I'm almost 100% positive.
Oh, man.
That's why he hasn't gone to Italy.
Well, you know, everybody that knows anything about engineering says people who want green energy can't do math.
Well,
I have yet to see a single engineer that has looked at that and said that the mathematics on this stuff works.
I mean, in some instances, it does, depending on where you are. I mean, listen, if you have an electric car here in Northeast Ohio, you have a larger carbon footprint than somebody driving a Mack truck spewing tons of...
Well, they won't... The thing about this green stuff is they won't carry it back to its source. They won't figure in the pollution it takes to create the solar panel. They won't figure in the pollution it takes to make that NiCad battery.
Well,
NiCad batteries are nasty things.
When you're recharging your electric battery, you're not using solar energy to recharge it with.
You're burning coal,
yeah. And so you've actually got a larger carbon footprint if you buy an environmentally friendly car here in Northeast Ohio. Now, does that make any sense to you?
Well, you know, I mean, Governor Strickland signed into law, we're supposed to be using 2% renewables in Ohio. I live in Ohio, okay? Go ahead, Eric.
A few days ago, the Labor Department attributed job growth to the coal movement. And it was like, you guys hate the coal movement, but you'll use it when you need to make the fields look good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't tell you. My daughter called me the other day. Anybody out there, if you know a young person that's mechanically inclined or has graduated from JVS or Career Center in any of the trades.
School of trades, yeah.
Head for Wyoming. Gillette, Wyoming. They need you. Welders, they're paying $2,500 bonus for welders at a lot of the mines in and around Gillette, Wyoming.
Wow.
Walk in, pass a test.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'll work for you, and I hand you a check for $2,500.
Is South Dakota still paying for your move up there to work in the oil field?
A lot of companies are.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies are.
I mean,
hey, they're not arguing about minimum wage out there either.
Wow. Really?
No.
That makes a lot of sense. They have work, though, don't they?
Tons of work.
Yeah. See?
And the thing about natural gas... Go ahead, Eric.
That's because the kids that are working at McDonald's, they know that when they grow up, they can get a decent job.
Well, and I can tell you about, it's hilarious because Gillette, Wyoming has, all of the retail businesses in Gillette, Wyoming are known for lousy customer service. You know why? Because they don't have to have good customer service.
They're the only ones there.
They're the only ones there, and they rotate help so fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody rolls into town, goes to work at McDonald's for $12 an hour. Within 6 months, they're driving dump truck in a mine somewhere for $35 an hour.
Yep. Government regulation is the downfall of the middle class industry.
You can't find people in Gillette, Wyoming to put a roof on your house.
Hmm.
There just isn't anybody to do it. They had a hailstorm out there, and my daughter's neighbors were telling me $8,000 to put a roof on a house.
Hmm.
A standard size ranch house, $8,000.
Must be some big hail out there.
Yeah, softball size.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. There's no help. There's no people out there, you know. My daughter's entire neighborhood, they're all blue-collar people. They're all making $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Makes you think, though, doesn't it? Really makes you think.
Oh, by the way, Wyoming's heavily Republican.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, man, I can't move out there, man. You're all racist then.
Yeah, there it is.
And they play both kinds of music out there.
That's right, country and western.
Country and western.
But, you know, you laugh it, but every high school has a high school rodeo team.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They got a football team and a rodeo team.
So stay in the inner city and work for the minimum wage.
You know what? There should be a rodeo team in the inner city schools because black slaves that were freed were the first cowboys.
And that's something I've been reading since I've been studying history, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, well, they were called, what was the name? They were called something.
Cowboys.
No. There was a term given to them, and I forget what it was.
440. What was the new term? What was the term for black cowboys?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Me neither. But yeah, I mean,
I don't.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know. I'm not gonna. No. You know.
Not gonna suggest anything.
I wanted to tell you something. You know, I don't know if you can access Earth View at night in Bismarck, North Dakota, and look towards the west, and it'll show all the natural gas being burned off so they can get to the oil. They're just burning
it
off.
But they're not allowed to drill for oil.
Oh, yeah, they're allowed to drill for oil. That's not a problem. The problem is they're not allowed to put the pipelines in to get the natural gas back east where it needs to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they have to burn it off.
Well, we're burning it off here, too, so.
But the amount of gas they're burning off is bigger than the city of Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
You should see it at night. It's incredible.
And actually, the problem is they're only allowed to flame off so many thousand cubic feet a day. So they can't flame off as much natural gas as they're producing, and it's actually getting in the way of oil production. They could actually be producing more oil.
And that's the insanity of this. You want to burn it off instead of put it in the pipeline and make money off it?
These guys aren't interested in that. You see this new round that they tried to throw out here the other day with the global warming is here, and they came up with all of this science and lying speculation. And I say lying because they were caught in several lies already about this situation. Nobody wants to deal with the fact that Al Gore created an agency, a company, 5 years ago, okay, 6 years ago, just before Obama won. And guess what? It's a carbon exchange. CCX, is it?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
In Chicago.
Not
only is it a new tax, but you know how much they're going to make in the first year of business?
Trillions.
$11 trillion.
Think about it. For Obama, that's why he's pushing it so much. That's going to be one thing
that's
why he's
got to, because Al Gore's he's going to be part owner. He's blind trusted right now, but I guarantee you he's going to have his piece of it. Al Gore's going to build
401k.
That's right. Two houses on the beach now. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and you can listen to a cat that built his house on the brief place. The seas will rise, and we're done for. Be right back after this Morning with Tracy and Friends.
Feel like what if I was really in the solid? I don't really know how you feel, but you watch. They're trying to get it. They're like,
and we're back, Mornings with Tracy and Friends, here talking to you what's on our mind here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, and on WSOM on your iHeartRadio dial, as well as on Blog Talk Radio. We welcome each and every one of you that comes out and hangs out with us. We are asking you to give us a call here at 1-347-945-5229 and talk about what's going on with you in your world, and tell us what you think. We want to hear from you. But here's the other thing. Did anybody else read the story or hear that? Because I understand it only happened about an hour ago, released, or has it been some days already?
Are you talking about Geithner?
Yeah.
It was just up. I just saw it. I think it's a book he wrote that says that the White House wanted him to deceive the American people about the real state of the economy.
Oh.
But I can't seem to find it on Google now.
I don't believe it. Any of you callers believe that? Matt, where you at?
I'm right here. How you guys doing?
It's good, man.
You know, a story like that sounds to me like they're turning on their own even more now. So, you know, that's Geithner covering his own butt when he gets away from the administration trying to make himself look good. So, you know, I can believe any of those stories. Anything you throw at me that says that there was shenanigans involved, I believe it now.
Well, it's clear because we know that nobody has a job still.
I'm starting to agree with Mark Manji. I really am. I think they're getting ready to force President Obama to resign because he's going to destroy any chance of a Democrat in 16.
Who would you replace him with?
Well, he's going to be replaced with Biden for another year and a half.
Biden?
Another two years.
2.5. Well, if he hangs on...
No, it's a whole 3 years.
No, 16.
Shotgun's
almost over.
You're right. Apologize.
So, you know, if you can hang on to him until about right after the midterms in November.
I was using Common Core math.
Yeah. 1+1=3 if you can explain how you got there.
Yeah, I'll get credit.
Well, yeah, but isn't that like shot out of the frying pan into the fire? I mean, you don't think Biden would be worse?
No,
on the Democratic Party?
No, because Biden's so much of a moron. He'll just sit in the corner and they'll feed him bonbons and tell him to.
Yeah, but his mouth gets him into so much trouble.
No, they'll hide him. They'll keep him quiet.
Yeah, he's not as out there as Obama is. Obama's willing to get in front of any camera that's within 50 miles. He'll run to it and give a speech and say, you know, do something. I've never seen anybody as public. I've never seen a president as willing to put his face on TV as Obama has. I don't think Joe Biden's like that.
I think Joe Biden is a nut.
Well, I think the leadership will just tell Joe Biden, listen, just sit down, shut up, You know, do the little Rose Garden, hand out the award thingies and meet with the football teams and just sit there and shut up until we can get the right person picked out to run for 16.
And you'll go down as being a president.
Yep.
Yeah, because the worst president is always the lame duck, but a couple of years ago. They don't really care at this point.
Well, this one does because he hasn't padded his retirement enough yet. And see,
I don't know. Clinton walked out of there with not much money, and he's worth a lot now. So.
Clinton is a white man in America, though. I mean, it's a different shooting match here. And,
oh, I don't know. I'll bet you there's plenty of people that'll pay big bucks to have him come to these speeches.
Absolutely. Like I said, I think he's headed for the UN.
You're right.
But
remember, they touted him as the first international president.
Right.
That's why he's pushing this whole carbon credit thing so much. He's looking at that as his retirement plan.
Well, he's all about redistribution of wealth, too, and that's one way to redistribute wealth from the developed world to the undeveloped world. Because how that works, how that whole carbon exchange works, is if you've got a piece of garbage country that doesn't produce anything, they don't make any carbon, so they can sell carbon to the United States. It's basically, what was that the Catholics called that in the Middle Ages? Indulgences.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's a system of indulgences. So if you've got, you got some little piece of garbage country that's run by some teapot dictator that doesn't produce anything, he can make him so he can pad his wallet off the production of the United States or Western Europe.
And
or even China.
Yeah, and we know what those indulgences led to. The Inquisition. So what's this set of indulgences going to run?
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And it's not like it's anything new. I mean, I remember in the 90s when I worked over there at what was left of the Ohio Works. That's the whole reason that company was there, was because they were getting pollution credits for running that company.
Whoa, look at this one.
Secret Service agents diverse from White House Patrol.
Diverted. Yeah. I wonder what that's all about. I'd love to see that.
They have to be diverted. That way they can get the sniper in.
Don't say that. We don't want to get kicked out there.
And that's the last thing. That's the last thing we need.
That's
the last thing we need is this president assassinated.
What else?
That's the last thing the country needs.
Why would they get rid of his protection?
Well,
I don't know. We're just looking at a headline here.
They've done it twice.
If that happened, we would never have enough. There would never be a Republican president in this country again if that happened.
What's that? Eric, I didn't hear you.
If what you just said, six happens, there would never be another Republican conservative president in the history of this country.
Oh, I totally disagree with you. I totally disagree, because I'm going to tell you just like this. His own side doesn't like what he's doing. And see, because you know what? When you have elitist progressives,
why would you even publicize the fact that the president is not protected?
No. He wasn't protected.
That's right. But why would you even publicize that unless you're trying to get the man?
Well, we're just looking at a headline here. We can't see what they're saying. So let's see. I'm going to go on Google here and see if I can come up.
That just does not make sense. That's like that was like just as dumb as when Bush said, "We're coming to take your weapons away from you."
Yeah. Well, they just mailed them. Mailed them to Syria.
Or Iran.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's dumb. Why would the news want to put your president in jeopardy? Think about that, America.
Well,
we're going to raise your house for drugs on July 3rd, so at 8:45 a.m.
Oh, they do that one. They do that one. I know two people that knew that the cops were coming to their house the day that they came.
Members of the Secret Service unit responsible for guarding the White House perimeter were diverted from their usual posts for roughly 2 months in 2011 to protect the assistant of the agency's then-director, Mark Sullivan. Three people familiar with the matter told Washington Post.
Oh, so this happened months ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
2011.
Oh, wow. So
the Secret Service has always taken threats made against employees and responds as appropriate. In this case, the employee followed protocol, reporting concerns for safety to a supervisor. So sounds like they just took some people out of the rotation of watching the president and put them to watching this senior aide.
So this is just a news boy.
Yeah.
So the president was still covered.
The president was still covered.
Okay.
They just diverted some of it.
But I'll say this. I fear for what they want to do.
Oh, I just,
but
absolutely.
It's not Republicans. I'm sorry to tell some people. Republicans are not like people think they are. But
from what I understand, this president had more death threats, more negative mail sent to him than any other president in history. Why would you divert his security? That's my point. That's all I'm saying. If anybody should be surrounded by security people, it is President Obama.
Well, no doubt about it. But
just based on the amount of hate mail he gets.
Mm-hmm. Well, I no doubt, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
I mean, the Secret Service, I was watching a guy who was retired from the Secret Service explaining why he thought that they were having problems with the Secret Service now, and a lot of it has to do with they changed the way that they choose the president's protective detail.
Really?
And it used to be based on seniority
mm-hmm.
and job performance, and they've changed it. They've changed the way they do it. And I can't remember exactly what he said, but you're ending up with younger agents on the president's protective detail.
Well, they just want to share the protection like the president wants to share the wealth. Can't blame the Secret Service for that.
I don't know, man.
Right?
When you're talking about the safety of the president, I mean, that's the last thing this country needs is our president assassinated. And I don't care if he's a Democrat or Republican.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants anybody assassinated, really, you know.
No.
Because, you know,
But it seems like that, you know, the Secret Service, they were claimed to have part in the Kennedy assassination, if you remember.
Well,
you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, yeah, and I saw the book that's about Johnson and the head of the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm. So,
loose ends there, too.
Well, after all, Caesar was killed by his Secret Service.
Well, no, yeah, he was.
So,
et tu, Brute.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not like this hasn't happened in history. It's just
so was Caligula.
Too, yes,
so was Caligula.
Yes, but we're too dumb to learn from our history in this country. That's my.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that everything done is done purposely.
Yeah, and but the Ides of March have already passed. So.
Well, I want off of this discussion. It's very
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
How
to
come?
Me.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
How come
NSA is watching.
How come all your liberal friends think libertarians want to take away their stuff, their rights?
I have no idea because see, this is the thing. When the liberals tell you to think something and you're a low information liberal, you believe what the liberals tell you. And you follow right in suit. And they tell you everybody is a racist, but us. We're the only ones that love you, you know. See, we'll pat you on the head and we'll come eat dinner with you. And we'll come to your dinners
chicken
and
dinners.
Things like that. That's right, chicken, steak, or whatever
right.
it is, dinners.
Well, you know, I've been watching your Facebook post, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
and it amazes me. I don't want to say ignorance, because your frenemies that have no idea about things like gun control and African Americans in the United States of America, they don't have a clue, and it amazes me where the misinformation comes from. Go ahead, Matt.
They are spoon-fed. I had a mind-numbing conversation with one this past weekend, and we were talking about Benghazi, going back a little bit. And I'm telling you, they were telling me that, you know, it got to this point in the conversation where we got to the end and we were talking. I said, you know, I told the guy, I go, there were eyes on the scene, on the battle that was taking place. There were eyes on the scene. There were cameras. They had a live picture. And they tell me, where do you get this information? That's just crazy. And, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. And I found the information not just on a conservative post. I found it on the Huff Post from 4 years ago and threw that in their face. Oh, well, they didn't have the capability to see it live. That's what they told me. They said that they didn't have the capability to see it live. I go, it's a multi-million-dollar drone in the sky. You're telling me that the United States of America doesn't have the capability to get a live picture from the drone that they had over the battle scene? This is how they thought that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm living in that show, The Walking Dead.
and I'm the only one that's not a zombie, and I'm holding up my, that's how I feel some days. I got my assault rifle, and I'm ready to take out anybody that I see, because I feel like everybody's just infected with this ignorance of liberalism.
And welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world, too. That's why we're all sitting here.
Yeah, and the amount of people that are infected with that disease is unbelievable.
It's un-frickin-.
I mean, we're not talking about dumb people either.
No!
We're talking about smart, educated
people. Highly
educated
people,
yeah. That just don't have a clue.
Did you see the guy that came on my site, and one of the guys, they both had the same name, first name, that is, and said, this is one of the smartest guys I ever know. And I listened to what the guy said. I said, "Look, man, you better not challenge him, because he's one of the smartest guys I ever know." I said, "You know what, Doc? I said, I'm listening to you guys, and one thing about liberals is they think all the other ones are smart, but I say, you don't know anybody that can get with me and stop me from being an answer.
I mean,
you don't even know them yet.
Listen, I don't care how smart you are. You're never going to outsmart the truth.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have to be that smart. I know the truth.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying about economic physics, you know.
We've had models in history.
When the Roman Empire collapsed, they were down to barter. Because their money was worthless.
And we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Boys, with Tracy and Friends, we have to go. Man, these people get me. 4-4, I'm sorry. I know you're trying to get it. We'll be right back.
Anybody in the chat room here?
Oh, yeah, this is Eric in Ohio in the chat room.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
You were the one with the zombie comment, right?
Yeah. that's just how I'm telling you, man, that's how it is. Doing something to a liberal, it's just, I don't know.
It really is. The person I was talking about, when I say mind-numbing, I'm sure you've had these conversations before. You know,
yeah.
she was telling me all about Obamacare, and, you know, I had to correct that. It's the ACA, you know, so she knew everything about Obamacare. And so I told her, I'm like, well, you know, I guess if you like the tax penalty, you know, and she goes, tax penalty, what are you talking about? I go, tax penalty. And I go, you do know who's in control of the ACA, don't you? What do you mean? I go.
It's like the IRS, you know what they do? They collect tax penalties. And they're very aggressive in doing it.
Right. She had no idea what government agency was responsible for the ACA. I'm like, how do you know everything and you have no idea who's in control of it?
Yeah, that's like the first question on the test, you know?
it really is, and that's something that's not a, you know, a conspiracy theory. Everybody agree. Everybody knows that. It's common knowledge. I don't know. These people drive me freaking nuts, man. And that's exactly what it is. It's the zombie mentality that I'm just going – and some of them are so smart, and I just don't understand it. I don't get it.
It's like – and then they'll say – and then say, for example, like you just said, you'll prove them wrong on the ACA. Then they'll – instead of just acknowledging the fact that you're right, they'll go into voter suppression or how, you know, voter ID laws and how that's wrong, and you a public service are all for that. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
We had an election here last week, and I didn't hear anybody crying about voter election. The why is because Democrats won by a landslide.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah,
and
they're not
going to be a problem when they're afraid they might lose, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I only had one bright spot this weekend, and that was there was one lifelong liberal. She's like 55 years old, lifelong, and she came and I talked to her. She said, "I've had enough of this. I've really had enough of this." And so that was kind of a bright spot, because it was like witnessing the birth of something good. And You know, I don't know. It's like what you said. They'll change this subject, and that's what it was. We started out with the ACA conversation, and then she spun it to Benghazi when she couldn't answer the IRS question. So, you know, and she lost the other one too. So I'm like, whatever. I guess go ahead and sunshine and lollipops the rest of your, you know, they're very good at imagination, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's like
440, what you think of that? You didn't hear that. I'm sorry. You guys didn't hear. Watch this. We're going to do it again. Uh-huh. Here's why. Clap along if you know that the president lied to you. Clap along if you know that Obamacare ain't the truth.
That's right.
Clap along if you know what don't do to the roof. Clap along if you sign that ain't what you wanna do. And take me down that Obamacare's. Take me down that Obamacare's crap. Take me down. Come on, y'all. What's up? All right, you guys bail me out now.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Jeff, my daughter's graduation open house is coming up, Jeff. I'd pay you to come sing that song, but I got a bad feeling it wouldn't end well for any of us.
I'm on the way, bro.
The problem is I don't think it would end well for either one of us.
Man, they're coming to arrest us on the spot.
Excommunicated.
Oh, man, that's already excommunicated. I don't care. I got people that they're upset with me when they see me in public. I could care less.
It's not your fault they can't see the truth that lies inside.
No, and it's not. And the thing is once again, like I said, I could care less.
But the fact is, that's not true, Jeff, because you do care about them. That's
No, I don't care that they are mad because they want to be a fool.
Right. But if you care about them, that's why
I care about people,
so
period, absolutely.
Right.
I care about the people because I feel sorry for people that are that have been merchandised.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're merchandised, you are brainwashed. You think that the people that are selling you are your friends.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, what frustrates me is the fact that I know that if things get really bad, the same people that I deal with personally are going to they're going to come to me first and ask me what happened. I've been telling you for years what happened.
Yeah.
What was going to happen.
Oh, when I told one guy, a business owner, I said, okay, you're touting this Obamacare. I said, you make a nice buck right here. I said, you're not going to be able to get health care for a little bit of money. And, you know, the taking over of paying for the health care was getting ready to fall on this person. And guess what? It did. And guess what? He couldn't find a plan.
He ain't happy camper.
Oh, no.
Obama lied to all of us.
Jeff, can you explain to me why the donut hole was closed with a subsidy from the pharmaceutical companies?
Oh, yeah, because they're going to destroy the pharmaceutical companies.
No.
No, because they're going to enrich
them.
Because
the pharmaceutical companies are going to
make
rake
money.
In big
oh,
bucks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make their big bucks, but then, see, not pharmaceutical. I'm thinking of the insurance companies.
Oh, there's only going to be three left when they're done. When this all rings out, that's what they want.
I agree.
They're going to create a monopoly, which I believe
is against
illegal.
The law.
Yes, but, you know.
Yeah.
Is General Motors going to survive the ignition switch thing?
No, I'm sure they will.
I guarantee they will.
How much do you think it's going to cost the American people?
Probably an extra $1,000 per vehicle.
I mean, I'm already seeing – well, no. I mean, I'm talking in litigation because I'm already seeing on Facebook law firms saying, if your airbag didn't deploy, please call us.
Oh, it's like I said, you know, you take all the cars they sell per year and add another $1,000, they'll be able to cover it.
They won't sell cars if they add another $1,000 to
it. Oh, yes, they will. They've been doing
Toyota it. Toyota Camry's already the number one selling car in the United States right now.
This is true.
Yeah. Well, then
you had something to say? Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. You know, on that Benghazi thing, you know, it's a waste of breath. It's a waste of everything. Everybody knows what happened. You know,
the whole thing is that Stevens was running guns for the Obama administration. You're supposed to testify in front of the Senate subcommittee the following month. They didn't want him to do that. They just let him be killed.
They left him out there. They knew every other major country pulled their embassies out of there, except the United States.
Yeah.
Hey, 440, you're old enough. You're old enough to remember Watergate. Where are we in the timeline of Obama's presidency versus Nixon's, as far as equivalency and timeline for somebody having to be, somebody being told, listen, he's destroying everything.
He's right
out
there.
You have to understand this. He's in a situation where they are not going to touch him. He's not going to get touched on this. The best that we can hope for is Hillary doesn't make it in there. That's the best we can hope for.
So you disagree with Mark Manji that if Obama's scandals are getting ready to rip the Democratic Party apart and to make him unelectable the same way Nixon did with the Republicans, that they're not going to throw him under the bus?
They're not. That's not going to happen. That will not. I promise you that's not going to happen. And you know what? I'll call you back up and apologize for being a liar. But that's not going
to
happen.
You're not a liar. I mean, this is in-depth political
conjecture.
Analysis.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's not
just conjecture.
That's not happening. The best I'm hoping for is that Hillary is part of it. He's not alone. He's not complicit in that alone. I mean, we can't let her get back. She can't. Do we want a 70-year-old postmenopausal, bitter old lady running our country? Are you kidding me? Are you guys kidding me? She's already bitter because her husband's sleeping around with every doggone whore he can find. Come on.
Well, you know, this is what my take on Hillary Clinton. One of two things. She's either the worst mother in history or a liar, you know,
right,
because she claimed to take her daughter
into a free fire
into
zone.
A Yes, under fire she
yeah,
landed,
under
right?
Fire.
Right, so she's either the mother of the year.
Mother of the year.
Yeah, well, like I said, she's either the worst mother of the year or a liar. Do you want either one of them as your president in America?
See, I think her biggest problem is she, when she talks.
What difference at this point does it make?
I think her biggest liability is when she speaks, she sounds like everybody's ex-wife.
But she's much uglier. I mean, I don't blame Bill for fooling around on her. I really don't. I mean, she's ugly.
You know what? I'm right. You're right there. I couldn't get on with that. No.
But I'm actually I'm kind of disturbed we're talking about it. That's how disturbing it is. Honestly.
You know, I'd rather kiss a guy in the NFL.
How would you like to say?
I'd rather go kiss somebody in the NFL.
Yeah, we need to just call her Hillary. What difference does it make, Clinton?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Well,
if
she gets elected, a whole lot of things aren't going to make a difference.
Yeah, I think Monica was doing her patriotic service, if you ask me.
You know that gay guy in the NFL? You know his boyfriend? It looks like Johnny Manziel. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Who's Johnny Manziel?
Your new quarterback. You brown fingers.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Johnny football.
You don't even know your name or your new quarterback.
No, because it doesn't matter. Nothing matters to me till August, okay?
Just because you know they've already been mathematically eliminated
in
the playoffs.
No, I don't know. I don't know any such thing. They can't be mathematically eliminated yet.
Jeez. On paper, they've been mathematically eliminated.
Okay, Ben. We're going to go with it. You and Stick slammed me already. That's okay. I'm sticking by my Browns this year again. I'm going to have a full suit, and I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to run into y'all, too, when I come in here.
Like I said, you'll probably be a starter on their team at your age.
Jeff, you know who the most upset person was after we acquired Manziel, right?
Mm-mm.
Manziel?
Johnny Manziel.
he didn't look too happy.
That tear he was crying wasn't a tear of joy.
He knew he'd become a has-been, and in 5 seconds. There went his career.
What is this?
They think an earthquake's going to happen in 25 seconds?
Oh, don't worry about it.
One does happen every 25 seconds in California. That's no big prediction.
1,500 buildings in L.A. at risk of collapsing if there's an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
It's a big enough earthquake. It'd probably collapse the entire
city.
They
have hundreds of earthquakes in California a day.
Earthquakes?
Yes, because that's where all the cake eaters are.
Okay.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. That's what we said, right?
There's 4-4, that was a good one, man. It went by me too quick.
One good thing about this weekend's NASCAR outcome, Kevin Harvick got a second, which means anybody that goes to Outback can get a free Bloomin' Onion with their meal.
Really?
Yeah. Every time he gets a top 10, there's free Bloomin' Onion with purchase.
Is that part of the Obamacare plan?
No.
Yeah, because a Bloomin' Onion's about all that health care is worth, you know?
It's grease.
I tell you what, you want to kill yourself quick so you don't have to suffer.
Live hard, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse.
Oh, man. That is just too much. It's just too much. But anyway, hey, ladies and gentlemen, numbers here, 1-347-945-5229 as we approach the top of the hour. It's 3 minutes to 11 o'clock.
I learned something today.
Yeah, what'd you learn, my friend?
In 1969, Daniel Patrick Moynihan told Nixon if they didn't do something about global warming, that New York City would be underwater by 2000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Daniel Patrick Moynihan was one of the early progressives.
Wait.
Of 2000. Modern times.
I'll tell you who he wasn't. Nostradamus. That prediction couldn't be further off.
Nobody has lost any coastline like that.
We're going to. He said by 2000, raise the sea level by 10 feet.
The seas are going to rise. And the coast is going to be Denver.
That would be a good thing.
We do know that coastlines rise and fall. We do know that. We see it in the fossil record. There's no doubt. The doubt is that we're causing it.
Well, that's
you did it, Jeff.
Yeah,
you
no.
You did it, Dix.
Yeah. You built that.
Because you burned a fire in your fireplace.
You see what Pick and Sweet is?
Yes, hold that up. Don't do that till next hour. We're going to be right back. The mornings with Tracy and friends, 1-345-9-455-5229, 347-945-5229. We'll be right back. We're going to play this for the people in L.A. Hopefully it doesn't happen to them because my nephew is out there and I don't want anything to happen to
him. If you love the food and the homemade tradition, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something
you
need to
know about. It's not running.
From fresh baked bread
that is not
fresh fruit and produce to Amish-made furniture and gifts. The Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman.
Okay, that just got me totally messed me up just there. Let me see.
And now, here is your host,
Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies.
Are you in here?
My life was once best allocated.
You're listening to Mornings with Tracy and Friends. They say you're standing on shaky ground out there, y'all. So you guys better walk softly. So anyway, we're going to talk about that at one time or another, maybe later on this week. But Mornings with Tracy and Friends, the number here is 1-347-945-5229. Here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, as well as on your iHeartRadio dial, and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. We're talking to you about what's on our mind. Thanks.
Yeah.
You were going to tell me about something before we went to break.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Dre and Pickens, T. Boone Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, T. Boone Pickens sent him a tweet when he found out he's going to sell his headphones to Apple for a couple of $1 billion.
Yeah.
You built that.
Yeah, you built that. Oh, yeah, that gets me, too, because I wonder what he thinks about that, because he's getting ready to buy somebody's $50 million house on one of the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I just read that. I can't think of who it was. Dre's closing in on who's out the $50 million mansion. You know what? You got to, when you make money like that, you have to have money like that. You have to spend like that.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, they're going to just, otherwise they'll just eat you in taxes.
Yeah.
But second of all, you have to be able to hire a house that has the amenities to protect you.
Well, not only that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you have to, because of where you're at, you have to have a place where you can entertain and do all that stuff. You can't have that kind of money and be a hermit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose you can if you're Howard Hughes.
Yeah,
Because he was, but he went off the deep end, man.
Oh, he was out there. But wasn't he on heroin and all that?
I don't know what. I don't know. See, he had that aircraft accident, and after that is when he really went off the deep end. He became a germaphobe and
mm-hmm.
really just, like, tripped off the line.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. And now we have the Geithner calls in and says the White House tried to get in the line.
Yeah, it's right here.
Who doesn't believe that?
Yeah, right here. This is a quote. I remember during one Roosevelt Room prep session before I appeared on the Sunday show, I objected when Dan Pfeiffer wanted me to say Social Security didn't contribute to the deficit.
Oh, please. Well, see,
they even know that Social Security is collapsing around our ears.
Of course it is. They know it. But they have to have you lie. And so that, you know, that they prop themselves up so they can get all this other stuff in so they can control you. That's what gets me. Bianchi, you're in there.
So you say Geithner,
you're in there. Go ahead.
Geithner was encouraged to lie. Is that sort of like when FBI go to people and ask them to be informants?
No. No, it's different.
See, well... Sometimes informants lie, don't they?
Well,
everything got quiet.
Yeah,
I shouldn't ask a complicated
UFOs,
question like that
think.
First thing Monday morning.
I can't go back.
I don't know. Are you you shoveling any of that global warming?
No, I'm not shoveling it, but I'm opening the spigot so it can drain out of the bathtub. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that the Geithner is not the only one that's been asked to lie. I see where the Congressional Committee has voted to accuse the IRS official of contempt of Congress, and she should go to jail.
Oh, absolutely. I think they waited too long. And to tell you the truth, the minute that she made a statement and said, I've done nothing wrong, and then said, I plead the fifth, she should have been in jail from that point.
Yep, because once you can't defend yourself and then shut up.
No. No, you have to plead the fifth, period.
Here's what these people think of you, and this isn't just a Democrat thing. This is a Democrat and Republican thing. He's talking about, Geithner that is talking about this meeting where they told him that this line that they wanted him to use was a dog whistle to the left. And he says he had to explain that the phrase was code to the Democratic base signaling that we intended to protect Social Security. Dog whistle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they think of you.
Right. They think you're stupid. And if you buy it, you really are. And I'm not trying to dog people or something like that. But, you know, if you see corruption when the Republicans are there, and you most certainly have it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the thing is this is unprecedented. I mean, this is worse than Nixon.
Oh, it's now, much worse. It's much worse. Oh, and right now, people are so willing to go along with the ends justify the means right now that they'll say anything. Or they'll vote the same person. And they'll vote a person in for 25 years who said that an island would tip over because of its population. That is where we're at in this country.
No. No, it's gonna tip over because you put too many troops on it.
Right. Well, it's population. Whatever. You know, this is who we have in Congress. And the reason why they keep voting them in is because they keep on buying this promise. They don't care about the system that needs to be gone through. You know, we have a certain way of going about things in this country. Now it's the ends justify the means, and that's where a lot of these uninformed leftist voters, they're just going along with it. So how can you fight that?
Well, they more acclimated.
Because, I mean, I don't understand how Hillary Reid keeps getting reelected. I just can't wrap my mind around it.
He probably brings porks to Arizona. But the way this society today look at things. They look at things from the perspective of right and wrong rather than, well, let's see what the law says.
I keep getting elected because the people of my state think I look just like Droopy from the cartoons. And I like Droopy.
Droopy dog.
Oh, man.
Hey,
explain to me why nobody makes an issue out of Harry Reid being Mormon, but yet it was a big deal for Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I figured that one out yet.
Not only that, Harry Reid slammed him for being a Mormon.
I thought all Mormons were created equal.
He slammed him for that. 267, you're going to talk to us or you're just going to hang out and just look like you know, you're going to do whatever. Come on, Michigan man.
Yeah, what's up? I'm just listening to your conversation today.
Oh, that's you, Philly. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Doc. You want to talk, you can. But anyway, how are you gonna get around this? This is the epitome of insulting of intelligence of the American people. That you absolutely can sit up there after you see the economy not getting any better. You see more and more regulations being thrown on business and energy. You see more and more taxation being thrown on businesses. And now they want to put on a different type of tax by raising the minimum wage, which will destroy CBO records of what they can see. 500,000 at least jobs are going. Do you realize that there
now 5 million jobs? Half a million
immediately.
Okay,
immediate 500,000 jobs in poor.
Okay, that's who a minimum wage was designed to keep out of the workforce.
Absolutely, and it's doing a doggone good job.
That's what drives me crazy. That's another one of your liberal friends. They don't not understanding the minimum wage was designed to keep black people out of the workforce. So was the prevailing wage law. It was designed to keep poor black people from coming up out of the South and taking jobs from white people in the North.
Nobody understands that or believes it either.
That's what it was for.
Yeah,
I can pull up
nobody
article
believes
after
it.
Article say people saying that's what it was for.
Right.
Well, you know, the American people are not the smartest people in the world.
Well,
silent there, didn't
you? We used to be.
Where the ability of American people to analyze politics is very much lacking.
Well, we've been dumbed down so much.
Yeah, because Stix, I try to explain exactly what you just said to people, and they just, like you said, they don't believe me.
No, you can't possibly. You know why? Because you're not a white liberal. And Stix is a white conservative, so he's automatically the devil.
Yeah.
Okay. He's automatically the devil, and you and I are Uncle Toms that are sellouts and store-bots, okay? So, I mean, either way we go, we're ostracized, and they don't believe us.
Here's the irony, though, Jeff. You know, if you understand the true definition of Uncle Tom, that's really what we are, because at the end of the day, we're the ones that are going to say their butts.
We're going to be only ones able to, because we'll probably still be standing, one of the few people in the middle class or I don't know whether you're middle class or upper or lower upper class or upper class, but we'll probably be standing, still owning something if we don't let the government rape us.
Wondering why we still have something and they don't have nothing.
Right. Here it is. Now you got a situation here where the people, you know, Obama got in office and business absolutely put the brakes on. Why? Because he said, I'm going to redistribute wealth in America. Now, the people might not know what that means, but businesses absolutely know what that means. And so businesses said, we're not going to be stupid enough to let him just come and take what we make because he wants to redistribute some wealth. So he puts his processes into effect. It's just like setting a trap or a spider spinning a web. They're going to sit there and wait till they catch something in it. So they're waiting for these companies to go full scale ahead. And then they're going to put the carbon tax on them. Then they're going to put all these other taxes on them and take the money that these companies make, and then they're going to redistribute. And he thinks the companies can't outweigh him 8 years.
Well, Jeff, Americans are so resourceful. This is the thing that these people can't figure out. I showed you that picture. They passed that SAFE Act in New York State against assault weapons. Somebody just figured out how to reconfigure an AR to make it SAFE Act legal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same stinking rifle. That's an American for you. You make a stupid law, we'll figure out a way to legally get around your stupid law because we're smarter than you are.
This is true. But really try getting them to understand that is really hard. It's a hard road to hoe.
I can tell you right now, there's guys that are breaking up their companies into little bitty pieces to get around Obamacare.
That's what they're going to do. They're not going to pay that thing, and Obamacare is going to be thrown onto the state and the federal government, which they want because they want control of you.
I'm still waiting to see if Kasich did the right thing.
Well, I don't know if he did or
we
not.
We won't know for 10 years.
He did the expedient thing politically, though, and that you have to look at one way or another, because if somehow he becomes the president or the vice president in 16, then you have something to go on.
Can I point something out really quick, Jeff?
Yeah, really quick. We've got a minute. Go
for
ahead.
All the liberals, for all the liberals that are listening, if you just listen to the conversation between Styx and Jeff, and they questioned, they're not saying it was right or wrong at the moment, but they questioned his decision-making as governor of Ohio. That's something you'll never, ever see a liberal do to any of their leadership. They'll never even question them. They just go along blindly. I want you liberals to take a lesson there. What Jeff and Styx just did was questioned the leadership of what they identify with more. I just wanted to point that out.
Thank you for pointing that out for those that would listen. But our liberals must have taken. Our liberal callers must have taken vacation day today, because we don't have very many of them today.
Yeah.
We got quite a few, and some of them are steaming, but they won't call in. I tell them, you cowards, call me. You know, call.
Yeah, anything I say, if somebody can come up with facts to refute it, call in, because if I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm sitting here looking at this stuff on minimum wage, and I can give you example after example all over the world, not just in the United States, where they use minimum wage to keep people they want out of the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used it, South Africa, they used it to keep blacks out of the workforce.
And, and then you have all these blacks.
Toronto, Ontario, they used it to keep Chinese out of the workforce. Mm. In Canadian, British Columbia, they used it in Australia to keep the Chinese out of the workforce. They argued they used Davis-Bacon to keep poor blacks from the South out of the workforce.
Mm.
You know, so if it's designed to keep you from getting a job, Jeff, why would you support it?
Because you don't know that, and because you trust a certain set of people, and they tell you, those boys, they're prejudiced, they'll tell you anything. You better not believe them, because they are the devil. And we're not the devil, even though we like to kill kids, and even like we like to practice immorality, and we like to do all these other things that you know that you believe that the Bible says is wrong, but we really have the poor at heart. So now, since we like the poor, we give them 30 cents on every dollar we correct. And so who does that but us? They get 30.
Tim Scott's a turncoat.
When that doesn't work, they use the kids. That's their ace.
That's right.
That's their ace card.
That's my joke. I'm getting so I hate children because every time a liberal wants to pick my pocket, it's for the children.
It's for the children that they want to kill in the womb. Right.
That's right. And W.C. Fields said it best. Yeah, I like kids for breakfast.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm looking at this stuff on Tim Scott, and you know, this is kind of a mean way to say it, Jeff, but you know, they're trying to teach him not to go off the plantation.
Oh, it's too late. But you're right. he's already off because by reason of being a black Republican, he's automatically off.
You know what's really hilarious about Tim Scott? He was a congressman. He was a federal congressman from one of the wealthiest white districts in South Carolina, the one around Charleston, South Carolina, because he was my mother and father-in-law's insurance agent.
Right. You know, I had an idiot.
The Republicans don't like black people.
Here's what a guy told me the other day. One of my frenemies on my site said, "Well, you know there ain't no white the white Republicans don't vote for blacks." And I said, "Okay. In Ohio, Ken Blackwell won 3 statewide elections, and heretofore, he's a Republican. Now, the black Democrats have run several people statewide, and even a couple that had been appointed to office, and even in the year when the Democrats swept the state, not one of them was elected. So who is it that's not voting for black people?
Yeah.
Is it
if you didn't vote for Ken Blackwell, if you didn't vote for Ken Blackwell, then who did, you know?
And the Republicans voted for Ken Blackwell because Ken Blackwell is a conservative.
Yeah.
But the thing is they're not going to vote for you know, a liberal. But the thing is the liberals voted against the black candidate. So now what does that tell you?
Yeah.
What does that tell you? You had a good, I shouldn't say it too loud, but you had a good guy in as treasurer. His name was something Boyce. Now, I like Boyce. He was a treasurer. He made some really smart moves. He was more conservative, fiscally conservative, and he was good. He did some good things. But did he get reelected? No. Not once. I mean, and they lost by landslides, Sticks.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like they lost by a little bit. Landslides. So that doesn't tell them. That doesn't tell these people anything, though.
They consider that being off the plantation as compared to being on the plantation. Tim Scott, how does that work? What is their logic, you know?
Mm.
Well, you know what? It's almost a brilliant maneuver for the left to be able to say, well, if you're a black Republican, then you're not really black. Because that takes the race card off the table for them. It's a brilliant move. It really is, because they'll call us racist when you go after Obama. But, of course, if they criticize a black man on the right, well, he's not black anymore because he's Republican. It's a brilliant move.
I saw several debates about Tim Scott this weekend, and what was hilarious is when the conservative was touting the things that he had suggested and the bills that he had proposed, like school choice, the liberal would all of a sudden say, oh, you're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing apples and oranges.
Right.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, why is wanting every child to have the best possible education a racist thing or something that it shouldn't be for?
Sticks.
You're right.
You're comparing apples to oranges.
Okay. There I go again.
There you go again. Well, we'll see.
You got to understand, government knows better. So that their school that they run, they're just so much better than the other schools. No, you can't homeschool your kid. You don't know about. You're not smart enough.
Yeah, no, you're not smart enough. And that's why, you know, Obama was getting ready to make a huge mistake when he was going to hold up the not let that couple that came in from Germany,
yeah,
the one the homeschool, they were getting ready to send them back home.
Look at what this goofball in New York City's doing. That middle school that he's closed,
mm-hmm,
was testing higher than the Ivy League type private schools with inner city children.
That's why they had to close it.
And he closed it.
That's why they had to close it.
It's not going to work. The progressives can't have that.
626, you're in there. You're right.
Hey, yeah, Jeff, I'm listening. Yeah, please tell me y'all not still on this black conservative versus, black Democrat Republican thing, because you guys have no credibility. There's zero. There's nothing. All you have is abortion, and that's it. That's all you can talk about.
You call
it
visiting,
man.
Savina man. How many examples of people wanting to use minimum wage to keep people of color out of the workforce do you want before you'll believe it's true?
Yeah, that's you have your credibility is zero.
Did you ignore what he just said? You just ignored it.
I listened to it. I heard I'm at work, but I got you on in the background. People wonder what they got listening to. But I'm listening, and it just you guys have zero credibility. It's like, why? How you argue a point with no credibility? So it's like, okay, what you want to say.
That's how you win the argument, Camino Van?
He argued it with facts.
No, I'm just saying, you have no credibility. I'm just saying you have no credibility.
He argued it with facts. It's not about credibility. It's about facts.
You're
right.
1925, minimum wage.
Nobody believes that. Nobody. Okay, I understand.
Columbia to keep Japanese immigrants out of work. South Africa, first supporter of minimum wage.
Okay,
which
I'm just saying.
To keep black workers out of the workforce. Davis Bacon,
right,
to keep black people from the South out of the workforce. How many more examples do you want before you realize minimum wage is racist?
You understand that nobody believes that. Only the people on this phone.
Yeah, we do know that.
I understand. That's what I'm saying.
You know why they don't believe it? Because even though the CBO just told you that immediately when you raise this minimum wage, you're going to lose 500,000 jobs immediately, okay? Now, even though the CBO tells you that, you're not going to believe that, period. Why?
Right.
It's got to be Republican. Even though it's the president has appointed the head of the CBO, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is the president's own guy telling you, if minimum wage is raised like you want to raise it, you're immediately going to lose 500,000 jobs, and that is not going to be the end of it. They tell you that. But you want to believe, because a white liberal done told you to believe, you know, them Republicans will tell you anything because they're racist. And they're the ones killing you off. They're the ones running your city and keeping you. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, once again.
We already know your credibility is zero. Nobody believes that. For the umpteenth time, nobody believes that, right? So,
but
you can say all you want to say.
Man.
So is that the new catchphrase for the left now? You have no credibility, therefore we won the argument? Is that how that goes now? Because that's all I've heard.
No, that's just,
I haven't heard
just
you
me.
Argue
just,
facts. I haven't heard you argue facts.
Because it doesn't matter about the facts, because you won't believe them anyway. Because you say that nobody will believe. Nobody is believing what you're saying. So I can give you the facts, but it doesn't matter because you're not going to believe them anyway.
You don't have any freaking facts. That's the whole problem.
You guys are in a black hole. You talk to yourselves, and I'm just letting you know from the outside position, ain't nobody buying it. just letting you know.
Well,
you only like black conservatives. They don't like black people. If you have a black person that likes black people, you can't stand him. He got to be there. You only like those ones that can't stand black faces. They only got white friends.
Right.
And black faces. That's the only ones you like.
Kavina, man, you're talking insane, first of all, and it's really pitiful. I feel bad for you. But here it is. You say from the outside, and speak for yourself, speak that you're not believing it, because a lot of my friends are starting to look up what I'm telling them, and they're starting to see the truth, and they're starting to rebel a little bit here and there, because they know that they're being taken advantage of, and they just don't quite know what to do about it yet, but they know. Okay, they get treated like POSs by our local and state Democrat Party here in Ohio. Black people are treated like POS, and then whereas you will groom a white candidate to run and take over an office, but when a black candidate has even said that he or she wants this office and has done it for 2 years before the offices come to open, they totally ignored, and they make sure that they add one or two other blacks in the race so that the black vote is diluted. You can't possibly win that position in the primary. And then when you endorse in the primary, not only do you not endorse a black candidate for that position, you go and find another popular white person to get in that race, so it's impossible for the black person to win. Now, you're going to call me racist, and you're going to call me, nobody believe in that. Nobody believe in that. You ain't believing it because it's insanity, yeah. And you do it, and you allow it, and you deserve especially, what you get for it. You deserve
especially
it.
Especially when that candidate was married to the former candidate.
Thank you. In our town, now, I ain't mad at them because they want to have power. I'm not mad at the people that did it. I know them. I don't care for their politics at all. But you know what? They worked that system openly, and they won. And guess what? Black people's twiddling their thumbs, wondering, well, how do we ever get around this? You got to quit kissing people's behind. That's why you get around it. Now.
Yeah, and the former candidate, there'd be nothing to bring jobs to this community.
Not a thing.
Wife saying that it's now, are you really think she's going to do something now?
I got to get back to work, man. But I'll get back
right,
to
man, you
guys later
you know,
in the week.
Thanks for
later
calling.
Later in the week, and we'll break this down. All right, bro.
We'll break it down, but I'm just telling you, you are absolutely incorrect, Kavina, man. I'm sorry. I wish that it was as simple as what you were saying, because then I could join your side and we'd win. But you're not winning. You're not getting anywhere. You got Maxine Waters out of predominantly Democrat district. I mean, black Democrat district, and she wins, and she has no power. You have nobody of power.
How long's she been there?
Too long.
So wait a minute. You got somebody. You got a white Democrat that's been there for a long time. He's got power, but a black Democrat's been there the same amount of time. Ain't got no power.
No power.
What's wrong with his picture?
I don't know. But let Tim Scott get a little more time under his belt in that Senate.
The liberal Democrats have an affirmative action mindset when it comes to their politics. You know.
How much time we got over there, Jeff?
Oh,
till break.
Oh, six and a half minutes.
Give me two minutes. Okay?
All right, we're gonna run something. Sticks is gonna bring up right now.
Of racial discrimination. Let me just give you an example. There's a very nice book written in 1989 called South Africa's War Against Capitalism, and its author is Walter Williams. I did a study of labor markets in South Africa, and it turns out that in South Africa during the apartheid era, in the 70s, 80s, the major supporters for minimum wages for blacks were white, racist labor unions that would never have a black as a member. Now, why do you think they were arguing for minimum wages for blacks? Well, it's very easy. Let's say a white laborer on a construction project was getting $5 an hour, and a poor, discriminated black doing the same work would be willing to work for $1 an hour. What do you think employers are going to do when one guy will work for $5 an hour, and here's another guy says, I'm going to work for $1 an hour? Well, the employer has the incentive to hire the $1 an hour guy. So how can you discourage the employer from hiring the $1 an hour guy? Well, you just eliminate the $1 an hour. You say you get a law passed that the employer must pay $5 an hour no matter whom he hires. Matter of fact, in all of my research, I show that the minimum wage is one of the most effective tools in the arsenal of racists everywhere in the world. Now, you'll say to me, well, look, Walter, labor unions in the United States, they don't feel that way. Well, it doesn't make any difference whether labor unions feel that way. That is, the intentions are irrelevant to the effects. That is, somebody could push me off the Empire State Building, or I could trip. It doesn't make any difference why I went off the top of the building. It has no effect on the law of gravity. Intentions have no effect on economic outcomes.
That was Mr. Walter Williams, am I correct?
That's right.
Okay, economist from George Mason University?
I believe so.
Absolutely. Now, and everybody's back up again. He's telling you the truth. Covina man won't believe the truth because this man is conservative.
To his peril.
Conservatism has nothing to do with race in that sense, Covina man. Now, true enough, some of your southern conservative Democrats were very, very, very racist. Okay, so we're not gonna quibble about that point. But the thing is, that has nothing to do with being conservative. Being conservative is having a standards of society, being fiscally strong, keeping taxes low and government small. Still protecting you with
protecting,
an army.
Protecting the individual from the collective.
Right. So everybody has their, their piece of the pie here. Everybody can have their piece of the pie. But now liberalism seeks to make everybody the same. That's why they want to raise
Jeff, now wait a minute. Remember Animal Farm.
Some
animals are equal, just some are more equal than others. They want to make the lower animals equal, and the upper animals are more equal. So we got to remember that, because if you look at the socialist societies throughout the world, the people running the joint weren't living in the same houses as the people who were driving the nails.
Well, this is true. This is true. Why doesn't anybody see that? Why are we so foreign for saying that, Styx?
Because this is the United States of America, and physics don't.
Well, is it
don't apply?
Is it because we've been taken over by the progressive, the liberal progressives of the world, and the elitist liberal progressives of the world, and they have made an art form of keeping poor people poor.
Well, they've learned through Bernays, Edward Bernays, they've learned to use marketing to change public opinion, to let people to change people's views. They used marketing to talk people into the income tax, which did two things. They appealed to people's two basic vices, and that's theft, legalized theft, and covetousness. Listen to the argument for an income tax. Pay your fair share for a progressive income tax, not a tax where everybody pays the same percentage. Because I've been hearing a lot of this lately with people talking about, well, this company made $100 billion, and this company's making $200 billion. Why don't we talk about what they're making as percentage of their return on investment?
They don't want you to do that.
Because you've got a company, why is it terrible for a company such as Walmart to make 3% on its money invested? But it's not terrible for somebody like Apple to make 22%.
Right, because they give to liberal progressive.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
The liberal progressive companies have to make that big money, or else, you know, they're no good either. They're evil.
Yeah, oil companies. You know, the average oil company is operating on like 4 or 5% return on investment, but they're evil.
You know, the Koch brothers were really nice and good to Harry Reid when
they
were giving Harry Reid money.
Right.
But the minute they pulled the pocketbook away from Harry Reid,
how come if they're so evil, if they're so right wing, how come they're giving money to gay marriage groups?
Well, see, that's the other thing. Koch brothers are different.
They're libertarians. They're honest precisely. Libertarians.
And we're on the way out of here. I don't know if that's you, Alex, hanging in there, but we're going to see who this 724 is. We'll be right back after these messages right now.
Harper Keegan with your headline news. Black bear spottings are becoming more frequent, and Youngstown roads had to be blocked off yesterday around St. Elizabeth Hospital because a young black bear was camped out in a tree in the area. Youngstown State sent out a text alert to students warning them the bear was seen near Wick Park. It eventually made its way out of the urban setting and headed east. The Department of Natural Resources say the bears are coming from Pennsylvania, and they traveled to Ohio looking for food. Youngstown State University's new president, Jim Tressel, will be on campus today. A news conference is set for 7 p.m. at the school. A reception for Tressel will follow in the student center. And three men arrested yesterday for assault will be in Youngstown Municipal Court today. All in their 20s, police say they were involved in a fight that broke out downtown on West Commerce Street. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The Cumulus Health Club and the Centers for Hearing Care present today's health tip.
Do you or someone you know have hearing loss? Do you want better hearing than you've ever had? Call Centers for Hearing Care. We've got your state-of-the-art made-for-iPhone hearing aids, hand-free cell phone use, Skype, play your music and movies wirelessly through your hearing aids. Incredible state-of-the-art technology, American-made, locally owned, doctors of audiology. Why go anywhere else? Centers for Hearing Care, with offices in Austintown, Boardman, Howland, Liberty, Columbiana, Salem, and Pepper Pike. Call 888-866-4327. That's 888-866-HEAR. Or find us on the web, www.centersforhearingcare.com.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by the Centers for Hearing Care, with locations in Boardman, Austintown, Columbiana, Howland, Liberty, and Salem.
Radio is exciting, and you can be part of it. We're looking for qualified candidates to join our sales team. If you're energetic, enjoy fast-paced workdays, and are striving to earn a higher income, your path to the next level starts here, on the radio. You'll work directly with local business owners, showing them how our radio stations can help attract new customers to their business. To arrange a confidential appointment with our director of sales, email your resume to brad.marshall@cumulus.com. Cumulus is an equal opportunity employer.
Measles is making a comeback. The childhood disease had been nearly eradicated, but as memories fade, many kids haven't been inoculated. Now the highly contagious disease is back. There's no treatment, and measles can be fatal. It's important. Be sure you and your kids are vaccinated, and no, the vaccination doesn't cause autism. The feds agree with General Motors. Both say there's no need for owners of recalled cars with defective ignition switches to park the cars until they're fixed. Two senators had asked Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox to issue the park it order, but Fox said it's not necessary. The senators say Fox's statement raises more questions than it answers. Finally, proving you can sell just about anything, there are ads on Craigslist for positive pregnancy tests. Yep, ladies, for $20 or $30, you can get a positive pregnancy test that you can use to scare your boyfriend into marrying you. Of course, it might also scare him into running away, so you might want to think twice. I'm Stacey Cohen. You can learn more at consumeraffairs.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
I think Covina Man went through too many earthquakes out there. I think it rattled something upstairs, you know?
I'm not going to go there.
I am.
You can get away with going there. I can't.
You can go there, too. You can go there, too, because something's wrong.
Scrambled a melon.
scramble something in there. My goodness, I can't believe what my ears hear sometimes. But anyway, we're back. Mornings with Tracy and Friends, hanging up for the last 15 minutes of the show. We invite you to call in. 724, is that you, Alex?
No, that's Larry.
Larry, what's going on, buddy? You don't have to talk if you don't want, but yeah, I was just trying to see who was there.
Yeah, that's me. I'm just listening. My iHeart thing, I'm driving to my next appointment. My iHeart thing was going back and forth. But I did come on your Facebook wall. That kind of, you know, when we were talking about, you know, like Michael Sands, when they kissed, that didn't bother me, Jim. You know what I mean? Guys, he's openly gay. Guess what? He want to kiss that guy. That's good. What bothered me was ESPN showing it 100 times. And then when they came back, Jeff, and they showed him taking the cake and putting it in their face, you know, now it became less about a guy happy to get drafted. It became more of a political statement. They're saying, okay, now I'm accepted in the NFL, but now I'm going to push the gay marriage thing. And so that's when I really, really – and then you said something on there about Tim Tebow, right?
Yeah.
Now, everybody in the media was all up in arms because the guy prayed and knelt after a good or a touchdown pass or something like that, and he was ran out of the league because nobody wanted to deal with it. But
right.
Now, in a country that 83% identify themselves as Christians, but and I don't care what, you know, the progressive agenda says, it's still a minority of people that are homosexual. Now, I think more and more people are starting to accept the lifestyle, but it's still one of them ones where you're going to throw it back in somebody's face like that. I don't do that with my wife. We go out, and I love her to death, but I'm not going to push my view on it, because there's a lot of people that even, you know, less than 20 years ago that didn't approve of our relationship, because my wife is white. I'm African-American, biracial. So,
gotcha.
But I didn't throw it in anybody's face.
Right.
So I guess it's the thing that kind of hypocrisy. And Jeff, you said Covina man, and I want to think he's an intelligent guy, but when you hear something, you heard it all these years, Republicans are racist, Democrats love you, and then when you look at the results, and it's totally different than what you have been taught and conditioned, that's a hard thing to accept, but we have to accept it, because if not, then we're going to continue down, because we've given that party our support for, what, 50 years now.
At least, right?
Years.
Mm-hmm.
And what, so it's one of them ones where they come around. I mean, I remember my first foray into politics was when I supported Ken Blackwell, and he was running against Ted Strickland. Ken went into the black community and talked to him, and the pastors welcomed Ken. Not all the people welcomed Ken. But Strickland wouldn't even come to the black community. He sent people like Maxine Waters and Star, you know, who was the Star Jones? Is that what her name was? He sent. He didn't even come himself, because the fact that he had D attached to his name, he knew that blindly we were going to come in and support him.
Yep.
And so then you get what we get.
And what
you voted?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Now, before we go on, you remember our little lady that the point of light from down there?
Yes, Miss Elizabeth Carter.
Is she still living?
Yes, she's not doing well. She's in a nursing home.
Okay, I needed to know that because I'm glad that I'll call you later about that, because I'd like to reach out to her.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway.
Yep.
Yes.
I want to encourage people to play a little game, and like do it before the weekend, just to get an idea of how gullible some of these people are. Make a story up in your head. Become a liberal for a half hour. Come up with a story, something like, you know, everybody knows that the reason the national debt is so big is to pay for the ACA, and that's what the liberals have wanted all the time, and it works perfectly. You know, make up a story. tell it to a liberal and have another liberal as a witness. Make up the entire story. I guarantee you, they will absolutely buy every word you say, because I've done this before. They'll buy every word you say, make it about 20 minutes long, and then look at them dead in the eye and go, you're aware that no other human being has ever said what I just told you. It was a complete lie. And they'll be shocked. Play a game with it and show them just how gullible they are.
But not just gullible. I say ignorant, and I don't mean it as a slam. It's the true definition of the meaning of the word ignorant. Because, for instance, I got in a big – and this guy I went to school with, he's a smart brother. But he still thinks and believes that Bush caused the economy to crash in 2008 without even knowing an inkling of the idea. Bush just happened to be in office. That train was set on the tracks 20, 30 years ago when they got rid of the Glass and Steagall.
Yeah, and they came up with the Fair Housing Act, too. That didn't help things.
Yeah.
But every time somebody – and Bush on, I think it was four different occasions, warned that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was in trouble. And when he warned it, he was labeled a racist. He didn't want black people to have houses. No, he was telling you there's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Iraq was a Democrat idea. They were pushing Bush to go to war in Iraq. And there's proof. It's all over YouTube.
It was part of the Clinton doctrine.
The thing, they believe that Bush went to war – by himself. He just was going to do it, never really mentioning that the last two Secretary of State, Clinton and Kerry, both voted and authorized us to go there.
With justification.
Look, this is so ridiculous that you could do a 10-minute YouTube video blaming Fox News for 9/11. You probably get 500,000 views.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They would believe it without question. And the thing is that's what has to be stamped out is ignorance in America, and that's what we're not paying attention to as much. And if we would just create, a little more informational packets, historical information things to let people know what things are and why they are. This is crazy.
Well, why can't any of these people understand? There's nobody in North Dakota that's having an argument about minimum wage.
No.
Exactly.
That's right.
Because when you have virtual zero unemployment, the only people that ain't working in North Dakota are people that can't work because of some kind of physical disability, or they just flat out don't need to.
Right.
Because they're
and guess what?
They're making $17 an hour to greet people at the Walmarts out there. Why can the Walmart out there pay that and not here? Well, because if they offered $10 an hour of minimum wage, they wouldn't get nobody to come in the door. Because you can go out in the field in North Dakota right now and make $50,000, $60,000 picking up people's trash.
Yeah.
They call it, I can't remember what they call it. There's a roustabout or something like that they call it.
Yeah,
all
roustabout.
You're doing is cleaning. Yeah, roustabout. All you're doing is what they tell you to do, in essence, a janitor, and you can make $60,000 a year.
Right.
So when you get virtual unemployment, like they got, it makes companies fight for the talent. And that, so you don't need a minimum wage. Because if you don't want to work in the field like that, you can go make $17 an hour and greet people at Walmart. That'd be the easiest one. I say, hey, how you doing?
And there's something missing from the picture in Wyoming. Liberal, progressive influence.
That's true.
Well, it takes education, but it's one thing to be ignorant. It's another to remain ignorant. You got to work hard to remain ignorant. But, it's like you tell people, hey, you reduce taxes and things will explode. And I seen this last week, Jeff. In the last 30 years, they've never had a number like was showed last week. There were more businesses closing their doors than entrepreneurs start. And the last time that you saw that was back in the late 70s, early 80s. Ronald Reagan came into office in 80. In 82, you've seen a massive, massive explosion of businesses hiring. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The tax coffers, you got more people working. It serves two masters. A, you're bringing in more money to the – because everybody's working. Now you're taxing them. And B, there's less outflow going to the safety net programs like unemployment, and so less money goes out, and it fixes. In the business world, we say high revenue hides a lot of stump. Well, we got a lot of stump here, and the only way to fix it is to unleash the entrepreneurs and let them fix it. Because now you're taxing everybody.
That's the thing. They call Atlas Shrugged. They call Atlas Shrugged fiction, but it's human nature. Everybody's got a point where you're going to take my money from me, a percentage-wise, and I'm going to sit down. And you can't make the liberals understand that, the progressive liberals. You just can't make them understand it. I've heard goofy people claim, well, we can tax 70-80%, and they'll still go to work, and they'll still pay taxes. You tax me at 80%, I'm sitting down.
The business is not going to operate and let you do that. Because you're taking their 80% too.
Guess what? I'm not working.
Hey, they're parking their money, and they're not paying attention to this craziness.
I mean, you know, I've got rental properties in a village in western Mahoning County. The first $150 a unit, before I get a nickel, the first $150 goes to government, and that's not counting the income taxes paid. That's just for government service.
Oh, boy, we're at the end of our day.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Larry. And I'll be calling you back here shortly. And
Okay.
And so anyway,
all right.
Mornings with Tracy and Friends. We will return tomorrow morning, same time, same bat station. WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. We're going to leave the chat room open for you guys if you want to hang in there. And you guys can talk in there and hang online. And we'll see you the next time. And tomorrow morning, Tracy will be back, and we'll do it again. Stick, say good night, Sticks.
Good night, Sticks.
All right. I'll see you guys later. Let's follow some music to get out with.
This is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends.
Anybody remain in the chat room? Eric 440, anybody there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
Me.
Hey, how you doing?
The people that don't love to have freedom to talk, and they supposed to be people of all people now always complain about the government, but then they don't let people talk because they don't like their conversation that they have.
Did you call in during the show?
I would call in, but they always put me on mute, so that's nothing new.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is all of this crazy Benghazi stuff that's making no sense. We sick of it. That's what's on my mind. When are they going to do something that's going to benefit this country? And they can do Benghazi on the side, and when they finish with their investigation, let everybody know about it. Work toward the country. Because you have people in this country that's in need of jobs and everything else, but they're busy on Benghazi. Benghazi is the answer to everything. And they're just wasting American taxpayer dollars.
Well, that's the argument on the left, yeah.
So what do you think?
I think Benghazi is an important topic.
It's an important topic. It's a topic to be put to the side. Don't you think what America needs is an important topic, too?
Yes, I do.
It's an important job that Congress needs to be doing. It's spend more of their time away from Congress than they do in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides.
Yeah, I believe all that's important. But I believe to kick Benghazi off to the side as if it was nothing. It's a big what it deals with is character, and it deals with our leadership and who we should have, because Benghazi can very quickly turn into a horrible overseas event that's going to involve more than four people.
I was hard because if you look at some of these veterans that came back on the Iraq war with the one leg, and you ever been to the VA the hospital to look at them, how do you think they feel when you get to talk about Benghazi and the things that happened to them and nothing happened?
Plenty of people in the VA hospitals that want to see Benghazi seen through.
Those people don't care nothing about Benghazi because half of them can't even get benefits for going to get hit up from the last water they were in. And then you want to talk about people in Benghazi where there was not even an embassy.
Okay, well, everybody I know that's a vet or belongs to the VA or is suffering, I know a couple who are missing limbs, want to see Benghazi seen through to the end.
What is supposed to get out of Benghazi anyway, is what I like. You know, all this money that they're wasting just like they did on the medical thing, and it ain't getting them out of it, just a talking point. People are getting sick of that. What about the American people?
Yeah, well, it's not like it's just Benghazi being the argument. That's what you see. That's what they tell you we're doing, and you believe it. But believe me, we are on every other topic as well.
I'm not talking about a topic. I'm talking about some action, doing something. That's why the Congress is supposed to be there. The Democrats and the Republicans are supposed to be there for the American people. That's why we send them there to do a job. They're not even there half the time. And then you send these crazies up here talking about stuff that don't even make any sense, getting committees, a committee after committee committed to create a crime, because that's what all it sounds like. They're trying to create a crime for something that's not even there. So they want to do business.
A crime was seen through, dear. There was a crime.
Wouldn't you like to see them just get all the laws and everything that happened wrong, get all of them and put them in a committee and let's open all of it up, not just one part of it. Let's open the whole thing up from all the wars that have happened where you have all soldiers hit up. So I'm not even getting benefits from going and getting, I mean, everyone comes like crazy. And we have to see them on the street every day. But that's not that they want to talk about Benghazi.
And what's funny is you're talking about wasting taxpayer money, and you should see the way the left
the pipeline,
is wasting taxpayer
and
money. And you don't hear about it. You don't hear
and
about it.
And a pipeline that's going to make harm the country. Why do you want to put a light pipeline over some water where people
can't drink water? Let me ask you a question. What do you think about the Arizona farmer? I'm sorry, was it Nevada? I think it was Nevada. The Nevada farmer who had nothing but TSA agents FBI, CIA, all kinds of government agencies coming out to his ranch. What do you think about that waste of money?
I think the same thing that the Native Americans are standing up on their land trying to keep them from running pipelines through, and I don't see them with no weapons and all this stuff. Same people coming after them. I don't see anybody trying to arm themselves against that's happening. So why do they have to arm themselves for something that they didn't even pay their bill? Pay your bill, and it'll be all over.
So that
That's
wasn't a waste of money. That wasn't a waste of money sending out that many government agents to that farm. That wasn't a waste of money at all.
Yes, it was a waste of money, but it was a waste of
one guy. So that wasn't a waste of money.
It wasn't a waste of money. Because if you don't pay your bills, if you don't pay your house note, and they come and foreclose on your house, don't they put you out?
They'll put me out, but they don't send 200 or 300 government agents with helicopters.
If you have some weapons on your land and a whole bunch of looting standing up there, they will send them out.
You're allowed to have weapons on your land, dear.
Oh, really?
I
don't believe in weapons. I have one more question to ask you. What do you think about the man that came up with the weapon that can't harm people? What do you think about that one? Would you like to see that go into effect?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Say that again.
The guy that came out with this weapon to where you can't harm people with it. You can't shoot it unless your fingerprint, if you go at a close range, you got to be close to shoot it.
What do I think about it?
Yeah, what do you think?
First of all, I think you changed the subject on purpose. Second of all,
I don't know. You asked me a question, so I'm asking you one. So what do you think about that?
I don't like it.
Do you think more people would be alive from the police department?
No, I think more people would be dead because the government can control that.
Oh, you got a problem with the government, but what part of the government do you really like? Do you like any part of the government?
I like the part of the government that stays out of my life as much as possible, the way the Constitution spelled it out.
If you say the Constitution, if that was the case, a whole lot of people would be unhappy if the government wouldn't step in and took up some things that the government was doing and the states were doing against people. Well, they'd be in bad shape. They'd still be sitting back in slavery, probably. Native American probably didn't have their land if the government wouldn't step in.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
No, I don't think so, no.
Well, I do.
Okay.
And that's not even on their property because people don't came through and took part of it.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, you are too. I'm entitled to my opinion, but facts are entitled to itself. So you don't have no facts. And I'm speaking opinion.
You're
speaking opinion, and I'm talking facts, and you just have an opinion.
You are entitled to your opinion. I am not.
You are, too. You
no,
are. Why not?
Because they're setting up First Amendment zones that I can voice my opinion. You're not really supposed to do that. You could go out and say whatever you want to whoever because you agree with the government. I can't. They
what?
Have to set aside a special
why
area.
Why can't you say what you say whatever you want? I see them putting people in jail every day of things that y'all sit around and say every day.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't see them putting people in jail for their opinions.
Well,
they're doing
that
every day.
If I were to have gone out, say, if I were to have gone back over there, and if I would have spoken my opinion outside of the free speech zone that they set up, then I would have been in jail.
I think Russia got more freedom over there than we have, because when it comes to voting, they just go out and vote. They don't have to have cards, and they don't have to have IDs and all this stuff to go vote, and this is supposed to be a free
country.
I'm
not going to have the
ID. So why don't we see you standing up running and hollering about that?
It's just a ridiculous argument with the ID thing. You should have an ID. It's not
that
hard.
Now the Republicans started the free zone. I don't have no happiness with neither party. So you a party person? I'm not. I don't like Democrats.
I'm not a party person.
Yes, you are. You're defending what they do.
Did I tell you that, or did you? Just
listen, your opinion is giving me that. I'm telling you, neither party. They working together, but they're working against the American people.
Republicans are not constitutional. I'm a conservative there. I'm not a Republican.
Maisie, you didn't get done for Mother's Day, did you?
What? I don't celebrate Mother's Day. I don't have a mother to celebrate the week, so I'm just letting you know. So what does Mother's Day got to do with it? That's just something America created. I don't have to participate in Mother's Day.
Your husband gave you a present yesterday and take you out for breakfast.
What you say, PRK?
I say your husband take you out for breakfast and give you some.
No,
flowers.
My husband didn't have to take me out. But I tell you, I'm not a materialistic kind of person to participate in the stuff that they have.
What's the acceptable way for a person to show their appreciation of you?
If they share it every day, why do they have to do it on Mother's Day? Excuse me, I don't hear nothing.
I was trying to apply the logic. Yesterday was an everyday Sunday.
If I'm appreciated every day, I don't have to be appreciated on Mother's Day because it's an everyday thing. And it don't have to be some people get appreciated on Mother's Day and recognized on Mother's Day, but I'm recognized every day with my man. So I don't need every day to get an appreciation. Do you get it now?
I hear.
Okay, I go to you.
What'd you do for your wife, Bianchi?
My wife is 8,000 miles away.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And they don't celebrate it neither in her country. Huh?
So is anybody wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong
with
that.
Now, what if a conservative, you're conservative, why do you always compete yourself with the Republican? The conservative person that I was having a conversation with. You say you're conservative, you're not a Republican, but you stand up for them all the time.
I stand up for who?
The Republican.
Okay, if you say so,
that's
obviously, you're not, first of all, you're insinuating a lot.
Because
I have never stood up and said the Republicans are right, ever.
You're just saying that the government, you don't like the government, that's what you're saying.
I don't like the government.
Okay, but that's your right to not like them.
I like the government in a very small amount, which is the way they're
supposed to. You like it when it's benefiting you, but when it's not, you don't like it. Is that
the government's never benefited me.
Okay. Sure.
I can't tell you at one point in my life where the government has been on my side. I can tell you several times where they've scared the hell out of me, personally.
At what time was that?
Usually around tax time.
Oh, well, everybody don't like to pay taxes, but they do.
It's not that I don't like to pay it. It's that there's a time, you know, when you're sitting down doing your taxes and you're worried about writing down something that's truthful, but you're worried that you might get audited. And if they find something in that audit and they try to get to you, you can go to jail. My government can put me in jail for something that I really didn't do because they like to change the laws. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what they did to me when I'm doing my taxes? That came out to me twice. I had my paperwork to show that I wasn't doing anything legal. So every time they come out, I keep, that's why you should have a file. So when they come after you and saying you tell a lie, unless you told a lie on your form, you don't have to read that thing like that to get upset.
Here in Missouri, they reduced the corporate tax at state level.
And Pierre, how do you like that new governor that you got?
Pardon me?
The new governor that you have. How do you like him?
Who, Nixon? Nixon is not a new governor. He's been there for a while.
How long? What you call a while?
He was elected last term, so he's been there at least 3 years.
3 years? Mm-hmm. I asked you how do you like him? Does he do everything
he's,
that please
he's
do?
Surrounded by Republicans, so.
Oh, okay.
He has to be checked on wanting to raise taxes. And see, we have we have a law here called the Hancock Amendment, and when the state collects a percentage amount of dollars or revenue above a certain amount, then they have to give it back to the people, to the taxpayer. And
so
I think that's good.
So do you have a new mayor?
No. Mayor Slade in St. Louis has been there for a long time. I live in St. Louis County.
Oh, okay. You live in the county. Okay. So you
but
have
that's
a,
good.
You, that so
Hancock
you don't like,
Amendment.
But you like it? You dislike everything that the government does, too?
I dislike a lot of things that the government does. Not everything.
Well, I dislike a lot of things that they do, but I don't mean I got to hate it.
Well, no, I look at the best way to get government to do things for you is to choose one person that's going to go into the state house or the federal house and carry out your agenda, and you got to fund them.
But is it funded fairly?
Well, you have to fund them as an individual group.
Mm-hmm.
If not somebody else will, then they would carry out the agenda of those others.
But some, you have people that go to bed at night thinking the government is coming to get them for everything that's out there. Just for even walking the street, they think the government is going to pick them up for something.
Yeah, you have people that's paranoid like that.
That's why I'm saying
but
I'll
tell you
I
what,
did.
If you don't... Now, I'm going to tell you what, though, Maze. Now, you would be surprised. See, the things that you don't hear about is the ones that would make you gasp. But there's politicians out there that's championing certain causes that's totally ridiculous.
I know
and
it
if
is.
You, yeah, if you were to hear them, you would think, you would be glad that they don't get any leeway.
And there's some of them that's sitting up in the Congress today should be sitting at home in somebody's rocket chair because some of them got dementia. Too old to be there. Should have been gone a long time ago, but I don't understand why these people keep sending them there.
Well, they probably bring us some
Democrats and Republicans.
Bacon home.
I'm not understanding. See, that's my problem when I hear both sides talking about the liberals and the conservatives, but that just like I said, they sleep together. Look at Carver and Mary Madeline, they sleep together every night. That's how that comes that we're looking at these things together all the time. But then you got people screaming and hollering. They screaming and hollering at all times. I'm not understanding it. Then you got conservatives and you got liberals. They in the same boat too. But then they making money. Got the people screaming and hollering that don't have nothing, and they making money. And
but
you see, Mays, looking at one side and mad at the other.
See, Mays, this is one of the reasons why I have major problems with government because of the people that we're talking about right now, and it happens to be 70 to 80% of the people elected to our federal Congress. They're all a bunch of liars. They're all a bunch of scumbags. They're all a bunch of they're looking for the money, Republicans and Democrats, and they'll pass laws, pass legislation to get that money, no matter what it does. This is why government makes me nervous. Wouldn't it make you nervous?
Well, if they discover both sides and look at what both sides are doing, but you just only hear them talking about one side. Or this side is doing this.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no.
I talk about both things on
this
show. Though it's been a while since I've called.
You get cut off if you want to talk about both sides. You get cut off if you want to talk about both sides of what they're doing. You don't even get to have the opportunity to speak.
No, I'm sorry. I've gone after Bush. I've gone after Reagan. I've gone after you name it. And I didn't go after them and didn't dislike them because, they didn't. I went after them because they parted from my conservative values. That's why
but
I criticize them.
But you're still a conservative, right? Even though they parted from your values, you still.
Hey,
you
just because they're Republicans does not mean.
You got some of the things you did not like.
The Republican Party is like a house. It's a place where conservatives are supposed to go. Well, it hasn't been that way for a very long time. I'm guessing the better part of the last 5 or 6 decades. So conservatism is a belief system. Republicanism isn't. Republican is just a simple place where conservatives are supposed to go. They no longer go there anymore. So conservatives
are... But they vote for Republicans, and they always say you're not a Christian, and who's a Christian and who's not. What does that got to do with what they're doing?
Those social. My adherence to conservatism is fiscal conservatism. I'm scared to death of inheritance taxes, estate taxes. I think that's totally ridiculous. If I got money in the bank that I paid taxes on, it's just sitting there, then I should be able to pass that on to whomever I want to without having it taxed to death once again.
Well, everybody that has money sitting in the bank, and it's going to be not taxed to death because they found a loophole to stick it through so they don't have to do that.
Well, you shouldn't have
that's
to find a loophole. Why should we
you
have to pay
have to
lawyers
it.
To go out and find loopholes? It should be an automatic given.
Why, if you want to vote, why should you have to go through all of the stuff that the people want to vote have to go through? Just like you look at Ukraine and all the people over there, the Russians, they don't have to go through all of that. But Americans do. Why do America have to go there?
Well, because the states in America, in the United States, the federal government has nothing to do with voting. It's the states that set the criteria.
That's what I'm
voting.
Saying. So why do the states have to be that way? Why can't you just go vote?
If a person don't like what's going on in a state, they can either work to change it or they can move to another state.
Well, if you move to another state with the same thing, what's going to happen?
Not necessarily.
Why don't they just put it out where you can go vote because you got the right to?
Because states don't.
All states
are sovereign. They will set their own rules and regulations, Meg.
Yeah, they set their own rules and regulations. That's why their government has.
You in Alabama? What's the criteria of voting in Alabama?
Same it is in everywhere else.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Just like it is in Mississippi and all the other places.
You have to have picture ID in Alabama?
Yes, you do have to have a picture ID.
We don't have to have picture ID. We don't have to have picture ID in Missouri.
You're saying there's different criteria then, Pianchi, right?
Why do they have to have
Absolutely.
Different criteria?
Okay.
You're voting.
Because people are different. That's because in the South, y'all call it pop, and up in Chicago, they call it soda.
I call it soda. I don't call it pop.
Yeah, I call it pop. My brother calls it soda.
So what's the difference
my
in a soda and a pop?
Sister's in Bessemer call it pop.
And some people call it a drink. So what's that got to do with anything? So I'm not even calling it a soda or a pop. They
people
call it a
are different. People
That's
are
what
different,
I'm saying. A different one. What's that got to do with voting? Everybody
it
got
has,
to pull the lever.
Because they have different respects toward the criteria set on voting.
Because I went and I sit in them council votes one time, and I'm sitting here looking at Democrats and Republicans, how they sit there, and they were sitting in this little glass cage counting, knowing and telling people who's going to be the next governor. I mean, who's going to be the next mayor. I already had him there. Nobody really, I don't even know why they took time to vote. You see what I was looking at. They choose the people who they want to be who they want them to be, regardless
who
if they're Democrat or Republican. That should be against the law. And when we have
who
to see all these people sitting up
who
here.
Who is they?
Like Oklahoma, the young boy that wanted to be mayor in that town in Oklahoma, he was a mayor, and he wasn't even 20 years old. I mean, the way he got the job that he received. I said, some of this stuff that we see, it should be against the law, but it's not. But then you want to say how scream and holler about the government.
So, hold on. I just got to get what you just said straight, Mays. You said you actually saw Democrats and Republicans conspiring.
Supposedly
getting
votes. And, yeah, they conspired together.
Why didn't you report
it? That's why I don't care about neither party.
If you saw it, why didn't you report it?
Why I recorded. I did have it recorded.
Why
no,
did
not
you report
recorded.
It?
Why didn't you report it?
Why didn't I report it?
Yes. Because it is illegal.
I was just doing something, watching something generally, just seeing what was going on.
How you know what they were doing was right or wrong?
What you
should I say? How you know what they were doing was not legal?
Because it's never stopped.
Well, that ain't
no
answer.
Either.
I mean,
what
they never stopped. They never stopped counting votes.
They never stopped appointing who they wanted to be mayor. And they just had people going through the motion of acting as they were voting.
Well, based on that logic, you win that argument.
So, that's in that. And that's a fact. It's not my opinion. It's still going on today. So, if you go, it's just like when you go and you have a candidate with nobody running against them, what does that sound like? Sending them right back to Congress to do nothing.
That means that people were satisfied with what they've done.
It's just like Boehner running again. He has no opponent. Now, what kind of sense does that make? None. Everybody that's running for something and everybody's not happy somebody should be running again. From
well, I don't think Boehner is voting. I don't think Boehner is running in his state unopposed. You may be unopposed for the position he holds in Congress.
For speaker.
Huh? Somebody shouldn't be running unopposed. Somebody should
he's
be running.
He's unopposed as speaker. The speaker, the rest of the Senate concurs with what he's doing, the job he's doing.
And half of the laws that they need to bring to the floor, you won't even bring them to the floor. And then you got Democrats going along with them to make sure they don't hit the floor. Then you get over there in the Senate, the same thing's happening. But then you want to blame the government, but then them people that you sent up there, you don't have no complaints about them. You're happy about them. Just let them keep on going, happening, clapping, clapping, clapping. Some of them need to go home because they got dementia. Some of them falling asleep in the Congress.
Right.
Don't even know what's going on.
Mays, they're the same entity, though.
Doing
the people that were elected and sent there are the same. They are then,
and then
government.
You got these foundations, Heritage Foundations and all these different foundations. If we want to send them to Congress, why don't we vote and send them up there and stop having them trying to do bills and stuff for us? That's what makes me mad. To see how them foundations come out, saying about laws and stuff should be passed and what shouldn't be passed. We get rid of them, we might get rid of a whole lot of other things that we see. That's the part that upsets me because nobody's elected them to be a part of our government that I know of. Do you know anybody that elected them to be?
I'm really lost on who you're talking about currently.
The Heritage Foundations and all these foundations that we hear about that's up there making laws and all of this stuff. That's
right.
What I'm talking
Heritage
about.
Heritage Foundation don't make no laws. Congress
makes
laws. Oh, yes,
Heritage Foundation do. Because I was sitting there watching a man yesterday. He's complaining about the Tea Party people and Boehner them that's not conservative enough. And he's sick of them.
Well, he's probably represent a group of people that have a right to do that. They don't make laws. You have organizations that exist in writing certain.
They working with them all the time.
You have
right.
certain organizations. You have certain
yeah.
organizations that's champion, that's advocates for a certain whatever, you know, whether it's agriculture, whether it's science,
I'm not talking
whether
about
it's
advocates.
Medicine.
I'm talking about the foundation. Well, the man was in the Congress. What was his name? He left the Congress and went to the foundation. And now he's running it like he was trying to run the Congress. When he came up with when they closed the government down, he had something to say about closing the government down and they shouldn't take a vote. They shouldn't put it on the floor. Now, what business do they have telling the congressmen what they need to be doing? Because they sold out.
Well, maybe they're lobbying Congress.
Yeah, they want Jim DeMint. That's him. Jim DeMint, him.
You can do the same thing yourself.
That foundation he's on, he shouldn't have anything to do with the laws that's being made up there in Congress.
You can be the maid advocacy for whatever and go lobby
yeah.
Congress.
You mm-hmm. absolutely can, right. That's what they're not making laws by saying they're offering their opinion on what should happen.
No, they're not offering their opinion. They write in the law. They write in the laws.
Okay, well,
let
me ask you a question.
You know what?
If you look at legislation when it passes through the two houses of Congress, who's it signed by?
It's signed by the president. They haven't sent something for him to sign.
No, through the two halls of or through the two houses of Congress. Who is that bill signed by?
It's signed by the president.
And you know another thing, blacks do the same thing. They make laws.
What laws have they made? They can't even get, they can't have a right.
Blacks,
in a lot of, they
blacks
my
do,
in the
blacks do, blacks do make laws. Arthur Fletcher made laws.
What was it?
Affirmative action.
Oh,
Baldwin, Blanche made laws when he, Blanche made laws when he set the guidelines for the Balfour Agreement. He was a black man.
Guidelines, but not laws.
It were guidelines, laws. I mean, guidelines became laws.
Really?
The title of the law, then you come down into the body of the law. So he presented wording that ended up in the body of the law. Arthur Fletcher, he proposed and wrote up affirmative action. As
but
it Bianca, is.
What?
He's a black man.
But it had to be submitted to the Congress, and if the Congress don't look at it, it don't get nowhere.
Well, the Heritage Foundation does the same thing.
No, the Heritage Foundation does more
just,
than that. The Heritage Foundation write up the laws and pass it over to the Congress people.
And Arthur Fletcher done the same thing.
What Bianca just told you is exactly what you told him.
But I'm asking you a question. Anytime the black Congress people have to make up, they have to have a rider on anything that they want to come up. Why do they have to have a rider and they just can't come up like all the other people and just put something
Arthur
out there?
Arthur Fletcher, the black man, did do that.
Maze, I could write legislation. I could write legislation right now and send it to Congress. If they approve it, they can draft it and vote on it.
Of course, but you don't send anything, do you?
Well, I've written some hasty or very upsetting letters, yeah. But I know I've never.
Well, let's go back. Let's go back to the fact that black people do write laws that end up as legislation, which is passed by the U.S. Congress and become the law of the land.
Right.
Ask you what laws the other
ones. I told you. I give you one that's easy to
you
research.
Said affirmative action.
Affirmative action.
So now we wrote the law to try to get rid of affirmative action.
We ain't talking about. That's not the point of this conversation.
That's not the Supreme Court, didn't they just?
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about black people that write laws. And another thing, when he was in Chicago, President Nixon called up Daley and told Daley they better not harm a hair on his head. If he did, the 81st Airborne would be marching down Michigan Avenue Monday.
What's up around the regular with people too? Just like Calvin Fox said, he was mad because he couldn't go to the White House because he was in the
Bush
all the time.
How much influence did Martin Luther King and those groups have with the authorship of the 1964 Civil Rights Act?
That's what I just said.
Those were black folks.
But what, they were black people. But were them black people doing that just because they were just walking around every day without having any problems?
No, they wanted to have a law to champion their cause. And black people influence and have written verbiage that end up in legislative laws that Congress passed.
When I'm talking about Congress people. We did not send Congress there to do the things that they're doing now because the laws that was passed for a reason because people were being mistreated. If nobody was being mistreated, they wouldn't have had to have laws. This is like the voting rights. Just like I said, the voting rights laws was done for a reason. And then now we see the still people can't go vote the way they should be. They got the law, but are they abiding by it?
People can't vote. Who's keeping somebody from voting?
You got to go through hoops like they used to have to count jelly beans and all that stuff they had on land. So
who's counting jelly beans? Give me an example. I'd be interested in that.
They ain't counting jelly beans anymore. You got 80-year-old people that don't even have a birth certificate.
Who's preventing people from voting other than those who's a felon?
You got 84-year-old people that can't even get their birth certificate because they didn't make them back in that day. But they got to have a birth certificate in order to get other things that they need.
To get what? What do you need a birth
certificate? So they can get it all right to get an ID.
I don't know of any 84. When I was at the poll the last time I was at the poll, you had elderly people coming in voting.
You had military people with IDs, and they wouldn't even use them. You got to have a state ID. Why can't you have an ID, period? An ID is an ID, regardless of how you
in our state, you don't have to have no state ID. You have a piece of mail with your address on it or something else that's got your address on it. Or you can have a driver's license. So we have elderly people come here and vote that don't use birth certificates and state IDs.
They don't have them, but different states doing different things.
But you said that people can't vote. I mean, I can't understand it.
That's what I'm saying, because they could not get an ID, a state ID made.
Well, who is these people, Mace?
I just told you, 84-year-old people. You have military people with IDs.
Well,
they can use those.
So the 84-year-old people that I've seen, you mean to tell me that they wasn't voting?
Did I say all, or did I say some?
You said 84-year-old people can't vote.
That's right. Not so they can't get IDs, so if they can't get IDs, how can they vote?
What if they're 85?
And I told you that
what
I see 84-year-old people voting all the time.
What if they're 85? I know somebody who's 85.
And those people shouldn't have to have nothing to go vote. They should just walk in the door and vote because of who they are.
I know some polling stations where the dead vote. So they're very liberal.
Well, now you're talking with a dead vote. So why do you think they got dead people voting? So we can keep what we have and look at what we see. And you know if I'm alive, that's thrown off the voter roll, too. Do you think that's fair?
If that's the way the laws are, if that's the way the rules are, fashioned, then yes, it's fair.
Yeah,
if you're on the voter's roll in 1980 and here it is 2014, you have a vote, well, how are they supposed to know you're still living?
How are they supposed to know you? Don't they send you a voter registration card?
They send it to an address.
You
don't show up.
Some people got a voter registration card, and then they still got to show everything.
I don't have to register now. I had to register one time, and that was 25 years ago. I had to register. I haven't had to register to vote in 25 years. I just go, show my ID, and vote.
So you don't. So you're showing you don't have a voter registration card or anything. Then you said that they're gonna go through the name. Your name's sitting on the list, but then you still got to show ID. What kind of sense does that make?
He didn't count no jelly beans either.
because my neighbor, who's next door to me, could go in and say, "Hi, I'm Matt Gabanek," and vote Democrat instead of my conservative choice. That's why it's important to have that ID, so that somebody's not stealing my vote.
Why can't they just have an ID? Because they steal just because you showing them ID. Then who said that it's not fake?
Because it's an I.
They don't know that you live. All they know is your name.
He doesn't have. He doesn't have to have a picture ID, and he doesn't have to count jelly beans.
You know what the best thing I should to do for an ID to say all this mess? Let your fingerprint be your ID, and then you only have to deal with it. You don't have to have nothing but your fingerprint.
That's even worse. That's even worse. Well,
no,
everybody
don't have the same fingerprint. What you say?
You're for fingerprinting, but you're not for showing an ID. Are you kidding?
Your fingerprint will show you who you are. Let your fingerprint speak for it. But they don't want to see stuff like that because they want to keep the mess that we have in Congress to stay there. And then you got people.
Well, people have a right to. People have a right to change those things in a state. What do you mean, we? They?
What are you talking about, PRJ?
The people
of
a state.
The
people
of
a state.
Because some of the governors you got crooked too.
You voted the governors in, didn't you?
Then
the people vote the governor in.
Some go to jail and some don't.
Didn't the people vote the governor in? So they must be satisfied with what he or she is doing.
Now they want to be satisfied. The people are not satisfied with him because they complain about it all the time. And then you turn around and
I don't hear no people complaining about him. I hear you right now.
Yes, PRK. I'm not saying that the government is against me, and I'm not walking around afraid that the government is going to do something to me.
Pianki,
so
Mays, I'm just really quick. You guys have a wonderful afternoon. I got to get
going.
Yes, you have
one, too.
All right, I'm getting ready to go, too. I see. Mays, you win all
the
arguments. Bye-bye.
So y'all get it together. And it was nice talking to you all that they let me through. Stop being conscious, and I got the opportunity to talk, and y'all have a good evening.